want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
It is 15 after the hour. Good afternoon. You're up next.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes. How are you this afternoon?
I am very well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's very nice to speak with you, gentle person. I have been a fan of your show for, I would say, about 2 months. I came across it by accident, and I have to compliment you on the scope and realm of the topics that you cover. My question to you is, in the search for the weapons of mass destruction, that there is a use of primates in the field where they are looking for these weapons out in Iraq. And I heard an interview with a Captain Charles Broyhill, who apparently was in charge of this brigade. And I was wondering if you had any opinion on the use of primates and monkeys to look for such weapons. And I was wondering if, I don't want to sound rude, but you listen to the Don and Mike show ever?
I didn't get the last part, but I did hear the belch. There are some people who no doubt are prepared to argue that there are some primates that are of far greater value than some human beings.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most hotties in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building. Great.
I see under interest, you've written debit?
No, that's the bus.
The bus?
Yeah. And also, I like tennis.
Just the other thing I wonder about. Pressure. This is everything, pressure. Some people, you squeeze them. They're close. They're cold. You summon your talent at will. You deliver on a deadline.
When do we talk about money?
Money? Yeah. That's the easy part.
I'll drink to that.
Do you realize how many guys I've coached against and either played for me or coached for me? And goddamn, I'd be an emotional wreck if I had emotions for every goddamn guy that I coached against or played or coached or whatever. I mean, hell, I've had Jimmy Cruz. And goddamn, Jimmy played for me, was a great player, and coached for me for about 8 years. Christ, I should have gone to Devonsville. And goddamn, I should have been just emotionally drained, for Christ's sake.
Bobby, give me that club. Son, maybe I'm not getting through to you. Let me explain. You gotta respect other people's things. You do not use a man's pitching wedge to hit clumps of mud.
Not mud, Dad. It's foggy.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me. And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends. And that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families too. Now let's talk about the game.
Why did he deserve to die, Mr. Guest?
Because he was acting like a toast.
And in your view, people that you perceive to be ass should be killed?
Well, in many cases, it might make the world a better place.
He asked for sake.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Well, find Sabian.
Mr. Connery, go ahead.
The day is mine.
take famous before hunting.
Title. Famous title. And the answer is, this movie title is taken from the name of the book, Gone with the Wind. Mr. Connery.
Dolly Parton.
Titles, Mr. Connery, not...
Not a fan of the ladies, are you, Trebek?
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, you don't know good fellow book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no.
Here they are.
I hate them.
Guys are going to think our first syndication was.
Oh, no.
They're not going to give us any help.
They came dressed for the occasion.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You could do worse than that. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Legally Blonde and all the ships at sea. Hey, it doesn't matter where they vacation.
Just so long as they're together.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Robbie. Thank you. Oh, and hi, and listen, thank you for everybody. Don and Mike show. A new episode on this Wednesday, June 11th.
Wednesday!
The Dynamite Radio Network broadcasting proudly on WJFK FM, Washington, D.C., Live 105, Baltimore, WISP Philadelphia, 96 Rock Ocean City, Maryland. It's 306, phone number 877-365-3636. From any of those cities, Canada.
I don't know
if you can get Canada from any of those cities. 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. is always your hotline, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don. Mike Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi.
So please, nobody take this personally.
Shut up!
Just part of the intro.
Is anyone listening?
That's a good question.
Hey, what happened?
Finally.
Someone called for a doctor?
There it is. And hi, and welcome to the show. Here we go. On the way in today, people are so trusting, and I don't know why, because we live in cynical times with just awful people. I mean, look at the radio show you're listening to right now. You're listening to a show that's operated just by just two grade-A jerks.
Right.
And, I'm coming into work today, and, you know, you're used to seeing on nailed to trees. Would somebody please open the blinds? I'm sorry.
They're closed again.
It's finally sunny. Would you please open the blinds?
Well, on your dial, it's always sunny.
You know, you see on trees sometimes, you know, we lost our cat.
Right,
yes. You know, we'll pay a reward. We lost our dog. Well, my way into work, I'm going through a neighborhood, and I see people have signs up saying, please return our lawnmower.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, poor people, you know, they got their lawnmower stolen. And they're putting up signs like, you know, help with my dog, please return our lawnmower.
Jeez, go buy one.
And it has a phone number.
Is there a picture of the lawnmower?
No, it just...
So we don't know whether it's a stand-up or a tractor.
No, and it's one of those things where there are many... I don't think it was one of those, Rob.
Yeah, one of the kind of rotary ones that I used to use.
Doesn't work on electricity.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things when you're going down the road...
Right.
After you see the original sign, then on the next four or five trees, there's one that just says, please, and you drive along. That's what says, return.
Oh, my God.
The next one says, our, and the next one says, lawnmower, and the tree after that has a sign with the people's phone number on it.
It's been stolen, apparently. That's a little crazy.
You know, I mean...
That's a little winked out.
I understand if your kid falls in a well.
Uh-huh.
I understand if you lose your dog
or your
cat,
kitten, your puppy, even a hamster.
But Jesus H. Christ, it's a lawnmower. It's a friggin' lawnmower.
They can be expensive. Perhaps it was a fancy lawnmower.
Give me a break.
Anyway,
can I very, very briefly say something serious so we can move right on? I was in kind of a funk on Monday, and then there's a reason for it. A very, very dear friend of Northern Virginia, Manassas area, Mark Facilier, owner of Shea Mark Restaurant, died Friday night, and I said to his widow last night that I'd mentioned something on the show. He really, 59 years old, died in his sleep. Very peacefully at home. One of really the for Northern Virginia, for all of us out in the area that I live in, really just a legendary guy, a wonderful guy, and he will be missed. And I just wanted to say goodbye to him for his family's sake. He was terrific. His funeral was today, and I think anybody that listens to the show has probably heard me mention this guy a couple of times over the years, and he will be missed. And I just wanted to say that very, very briefly because he was a very, very good friend of mine, and he'll be missed. So that's it. Now we can ever forward. We can move on with the show. But that, you know, when I was a little wigged out on Monday, that was part of the reason that I didn't share with everybody. So, you know, safe journey, Mark. A really, really great guy and just a lot of fun. And he will be missed.
Well.
Sorry.
Now I'm down, dude.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean to bring you down. You didn't know him?
No.
I didn't mean to bring him down.
No, I knew him through your mentioning.
Yeah, you never got a chance to get out there. He's a great guy. Really, really wonderful. Funny guy. Very, very funny.
I know you had mentioned his name to me in private. And I think you may have mentioned something about it Monday, but not as nice as that. So.
And very tough to whenever somebody, you know, he a relatively young guy, 59 years old, and very, very sad funeral today because he touched a lot of people. There,
good
you guy. Know, the it was an amazing turnout for the service today. It was great.
Oh, so, good.
Sorry to bring you down.
No, you didn't. No, I'm kidding. You didn't bring me down.
I know.
Bring me down. But, happy. I mean, I'm not happy about that. I'm
right.
happy.
Yeah, you're up.
I'm up today.
You're up.
Today I'm up. Why don't you go ahead? Just say hello to her.
Hello, Rhea.
She just walked by the window in all of her glory.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Now back to the lighter side of the show. I live in Reston. I saw the same sign that you did, man. I thought it was somebody's idea of a joke.
No, I'm telling you.
What type of person puts on a tree that they're walking?
I would do that. If somebody took a $300 or $400 lawnmower, yeah, I'd try that.
Please return our lawnmower.
It's not like it ran away.
Do you have any idea how many Green Bay Packers had signed that one?
Yeah. No, that's not the Packer Tractor.
Oh, are you sure, Dan?
I'm sure it wasn't. If it was the Packer Tractor.
Hey, don't we have to differentiate between larceny and a lost dog?
Here's the difference, and I hate to be so cruel so early in the show.
What?
God has blessed most of us with the ability to have children.
Right.
Meaning that right-thinking guys like you and me,
yes.
Rob, you know, with active swimmers.
Of course.
We have children.
Right.
So that we realize the difference between children.
I understand.
Here's how the pecking order goes, but right. It's people.
Mm-hmm.
People
there.
Pets here.
Uh-huh.
And then objects underneath both of them.
Right.
However, when you are childless, like Buzz, the thing is, his kitties move up, K-I-T-T-I-E-S, move up to the next, they move up, meaning that for Buzz, an object like a lawnmower,
a pricey lawnmower,
moves up to where the average person would have their kitties.
Just because I'm barren doesn't mean my lawn needs to be.
But I must make the point.
I have a question for Buzz.
Yeah.
What?
Buzz, hello?
Yeah, hi.
Do you have any extra weed?
Oh, God.
Get out of here. But wait a minute.
No extra.
We're not talking about the type of person that would... This has been stolen.
I know.
You call the police.
It's funny.
Well, or if a neighbor took it, maybe it's to make them feel guilty and turn it back.
A neighbor takes it.
Here's the thing, Buzz. If a neighbor took it, a neighbor is going to sell it, if anything, because the neighbor's not going to use it because you're going to drive by and you're going to see the neighbor. You're going to go, hey, that's my John Deere.
Yeah. Unless he uses it at night.
Yeah. Well, now, how would you cut the grass?
Now, why are you? You're digging your heels.
I'm just playing now.
How would you cut your grass in a straight line at night?
With headlights?
How would you get that nice baseball
lawnmower.
Stadium look to your lawn at night?
The only thing Buzz would have to do at night is get out the bucket of paint and file off the serial number.
I have never,
nor will I ever hear of anything more ridiculous than putting up a sign that says, give it back.
I applaud them.
Made me laugh.
Which is why I have LoJack in my lawn.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
I hear breathing.
Yep, there was somebody on that line, and then they...
Somebody with their mouth open.
Well, you know, but I applaud them, because they did like in Top Gun, you know, eject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you get to the point where you're going to get on the air and you realize right. that you're going to run into a mountain...
Just pull the ripcord.
Just hit eject.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
We're great, thanks.
I wanted to get an update on Bart's senior week. You and I are very similar in age, and my son just graduated as well. Wanted to be down there this week. My wife and I have been fighting with them, and every day, can I please go for a day? Can I do this?
You're not letting him go?
No, we didn't let him go. It's a situation where he didn't work. He didn't have any money. We paid for his prom because he asked a girl, and she had a dress, and we kind of promised. He promised us he wouldn't go to senior week.
Because you were paying for the prom?
Well, we pay for prom, and he's not standing up for himself and covering his own nut.
Well, good for you. My kid is, you know, he's okay during senior week. He's okay, and I'm just saying this with, you know, knock on wood. Oh, and sir, listen, I hope you get that lawnmower back. I really hope you get that mower back.
I wish I could get somebody to steal my lawnmower.
But my kid is doing okay. I'm going to wait to talk about senior week and what has happened during senior week until senior week is over, because I know if I talk about it now, other parents... We'll call me,
okay,
and we'll say don't talk about what's happened.
Because my son and I happened to be in the car when you were talking to Bart and Frieda, I guess on Monday, and I was just laughing at some of the things you were talking about. You know, you were asking them what time to come in, and your wife was saying, "Daddy said have a good time." And my wife and I kind of battled back and forth. I should let him do more, and I'm a little tougher. But then she complains to me.
How old is your kid? Your kid 18?
He'll be 18 next month.
All right, well, that's when officially you can untie the string. Because
exactly.
When they're 18, listen, you really can't tell them what to do. And as we discussed yesterday on this show, I think I got a good kid with a good head on his shoulders. He didn't get the crazy tattoo, although when I got home last night, he had sent me an email of the gigantic logo of the NFL shield, which is apparently still his number one choice for a tattoo. But I'll talk about senior week next week.
Okay.
But
I was thinking about that NFL logo. He could always, like, as he got older, he could always, like, bluff and say, yeah, I played in the league.
But I got so many, I got so many stories. There's so many kids that are absolutely friggin' out of control.
Oh, really?
And,
exactly.
And to a certain extent, my little angel is as well.
This week, yeah.
But,
they kind of go crazy. What are they trying to duplicate, the spring breakers?
Well, no. You know, senior week is a big tradition.
Right.
And it's not quite spring break because it signifies you're finally done with high school.
Right.
You know what? I don't know what I can talk about and what I can't.
You mean some really cool stuff has happened or really bad stuff has happened?
Well, funny. Not great, but funny. I don't know. Let me call Mommy and see, because this is an area that I'm always very wary about talking. If I say anything, and I'll be talking about other people's kids besides my kid.
Have any youngsters taken a swan dive out of one of the high-rises down there?
As far as I know, not yet.
Okay. I hear they're stealing lawnmowers.
Hello?
Hi, Sugar.
Hi, baby. Listen, I just got a call wondering about senior week, and I was mentioning that I wasn't good and purposely was not going to talk about senior week and some of the things that have happened.
Have you seen any...
Not because of pending litigation or anything, just in general.
Frieda, have you seen any extra lawnmowers down in the Ocean City area?
No, that's funny. You wouldn't get that. You're not listening. Okay, you wouldn't get that. You know, I'm just curious as to what I can talk about if while keeping the boundaries of you know, civility with other people. And
I would just say that the police in Bethany have been very active and doing their job and policing parties and issuing citations as well they should.
Would you feel comfortable with me talking about our beloved angel?
I don't think our... I think, you know what, you're going to have to clear that with our angel.
Well, just, you know what I want to talk about.
You know, it could be a million different things with
that. Hold on one second. Mike, give me a
second. I will tell you, Don is now getting on the phone with Frieda to clear whatever he wants to talk about. It has been my experience, ladies and gentlemen, that when this happens, we are probably in for a somewhat interesting tale if Don receives clearance to tell the story. I certainly hope that, I think what it's going to be, I think we all know, it's going to be the fact that... on his way down to Ocean City, Bart took a truck with a lawnmower in the back.
Hold on. Wouldn't that be something?
I can't help it. Are you calling your son now?
Yeah, she said, you know, we respect his privacy. Yeah.
Is this, I'm getting a little excited about this. Is this going to be good? Is this?
I think it's good, and he's not the brightest. Let me just say that.
So he did something kind of, who says I'm dumb?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, here he is. Hold on, excuse me for a
minute. Right, now he's going to clear.
Man,
this is double clearance. Yeah. You know, when we get double security clearance, that means it's going to be a tasty nugget.
I have a feeling even if we don't hear it today, we might hear it next week when he wraps everything up.
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Did you get your double secret probation clearance?
Yeah, he said don't worry about it.
Okay.
So.
You didn't get a hold of him?
No, he said go ahead. He doesn't care.
So here's
the deal that, you know, we're not progressive parents.
Somehow, somewhere along the line, we became the Reverend Falwell and his wife.
Now, on the other hand, we did say to my son that, you know, if you're going to have a beer or two with your friends, do it at we have a place at the beach, do it there. And we brought down a case of Amstel Light.
We had leftover beer from our party, so I brought that down, knowing that he might, you know, want a beer with his in the confines of our home.
And for whatever reason, our little angel, even though we had said to him, you know, we don't condone drinking, and certainly you can't have anything to drink and get in the car, but if you're going to come over with a couple of your friends, we'd rather have you, if you're going to have a beer, have it in our house.
Now, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
When you do this, is this kind of like... there's obviously give and take with other parents, and you kind of get the lay of the land. I'm curious about when my kids get to be that.
All kinds of parents that are stationed throughout Maryland and Delaware.
Good.
We would never let a kid have a beer if we didn't know if it was okay with his parents.
Okay, so anyway. Well, that's what I was asking. So you all kind of like have a powwow. I was just curious about that.
Here's the thing about my little angel.
And as your girls get older, the only way you can hope to survive with kids is to network with the parents.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've been told.
All right, well, I can handle this. I love you. I'll see you.
Okay, well, thanks for the brush off. Goodbye, baby.
Well, no, hold on. Well, it's just I'm afraid if I tell it that you'll try to jump in and maybe tell it a different way.
I'll hang up and listen.
Well, no, you won't because you're not even by a radio.
I said I will. Goodbye.
Oh, well, you can stay on the line. Honey, you can...
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you can stay on the line, baby.
It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. Goodbye.
Hey, hold on a second. Here's a new feature on the show. Weather where you are in Ocean City, Maryland? Today?
Mostly cloudy, but
No, I've got it.
Shine and hot.
I've got it. Fair, high 76. Scattered rain tonight, low 65. High tomorrow, 80.
Oh,
right now in Ocean City, it's 72.
There you go.
And
it's 82 in Ocean City.
No, it's 72 at the shore, darling.
I beg to differ. I'm here, and the temperature is 82.
Are you looking in my car? The thermometer on your car is always
attached to the radiator.
It's factored in by the fact that you're driving by the asphalt, which gets hot, and also exhaust from the cars.
Asphalt.
I'm telling you that we have it's 72 on the shore. Tomorrow, scattered storms with a high of 80. And
it's 72, and I'm having a hot flash with 10 degrees.
You're screwing up what I'm trying to do here, what we're trying to do here.
All right, goodbye. I will hang up and listen, like I said before.
I just wanted you to play along. See, part of our thing with the thing is that we're going to give weather for cities that, you know...
That are along the regional network.
Yes, along the new Dynamite network.
Okay.
And Ocean City's in there.
Good idea.
Anyway.
100% behind it.
Anyway.
All right, goodbye,
Steve. So anyway, I love you, baby. She loves me, too. She didn't say it.
She does.
So we had said to the angel, you know, it's okay to have one or two beers supervised with us and with the other parents. Mm-hmm. But we even brought some down. Well, imagine our surprise when she was making his bed. Which, of course, he never does. And she called me down over the weekend and said, well, now look at this. He's got a case of Bush Light under his bed. And he said, now, why would he have a case of Busch Light under his bed when we've already got a case of Amstel Light upstairs? And we've told him that. And then we said, well, what's up with that? And he said, well, I forgot about that. And we let that go until we went to the guest room. And we're making the bed in the other room, and a case of Bud Light under the bed in the other room.
Like strategically hidden throughout the house.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Easy to explain. I mean, you know, who wants a cold Amstel Light when you have some nice warm Busch Light?
You know, Robbie, I don't know. I just know that, it's nuts. Senior week is nuts, and I have lots of stories, but I can't tell you until next week.
Well, they're celebrating a wonderful four-year tenure. And
hold on. Who is on the phone now? Hello? Hello?
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, hold on.
Yoo-hoo!
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hola.
Let me explain myself.
Go ahead.
One thing is, Rob, do not hate me. I like Busch Light and Milwaukee's Best Light more than Amstel Light.
Oh, my God.
You're no son of mine. Anyway, continue.
And I also definitely prefer it from a can over a bottle.
Can I tutor this child?
Wait a minute, you prefer the taste of beer out of a can?
Oh, okay, I'm not the only one on this. Many, many kids my age prefer it out of a can. It tastes crisper.
Can I just say, for the record, you're only 18 and you really shouldn't be having a discussion about what kind of beer you like the best?
No, I'm just talking from when I've taken a sip. Usually I just drink O'Doul's.
Okay. Right, all right, I'll see you later. Goodbye, son.
Okay.
Goodbye. See ya. Love ya. Bye-bye.
He's hooking you out a little bit. It didn't help his cause. Right? I don't blame you.
No, he did not.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, you better ixnay on the ear bay, buddy.
Excuse me, you don't have to speak pig Latin to me.
I'm sure when you were telling that story, you did not mean to say that you left beer for your son.
I didn't. I didn't.
Legal system would greatly frown upon this time of year.
Dummy, I didn't leave beer for my son. My son is not alone in the home. We have a case of beer that is there because it's senior week, and that's what kids do. And what you do is you say to your kid, if you're going to have a beer, come and have a beer under our supervision.
Well, there's an adult in the house.
Yes, and we'll call your friends to make sure it's okay with your friend's parents.
Hey, just check the newspaper. So the number of parents that are getting arrested right now for doing the same thing, I'm just trying to save your butt.
Yeah, thanks for trying to save my butt.
Now, the parents that you're referring to that get arrested are the parents that condone a party where kids are going to come and go. Those are the parents
that
get arrested.
They don't care if it's one beer or 100. I'm just warning you.
No. You're not hearing what
I'm
saying.
You don't get the law. And for your information, and I've not talked about it, there are lots of parties like that where parents and kids have been busted up in Ocean City this week.
Right.
It's entirely different. If you're locked behind closed doors with your kid, I want to give you another news bulletin. At my home, outside of senior week, since my son has turned 18, if he says, Dad, can I have a beer? And I know he's not going anywhere, I'd let him have a beer.
Well, I'm just telling you, you're very wrong about that.
Why? I mean, what do you mean?
The law is that he's allowing an minor to drink. And it doesn't matter whether it's one in his house or 100 with the party.
Well,
I was just saying that he's
if I was you, I would call the police immediately and have them come out here and handcuff me right now. Because, my God, I am a lawbreaker.
You better handcuff a hell of a lot of parents of seniors and college freshmen.
Can I tell you something else? He had a glass of champagne on his graduation day.
Fine, guys. Just trying to help.
What? Do you have kids?
Yes. They're small children.
Okay, well, let me explain to you. When your kids get old enough and you really can't keep track of them 24/7, when one of your children becomes 18 and goes off to senior week, I would much rather have an honest relationship with my kid.
Look, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying admitting it on the air.
Admitting it on the air.
Not a smart thing to do.
Oh, my God.
I think this phone call was not a smart thing to do.
Well, you know, hey, check with the.
Wait a minute. Are you a lawyer?
No.
Are you a cop?
No.
So you're basing what you're doing, maybe you read an article in the newspaper about a beer bash where a parent was busted because they let kids come over and get drunk.
Well, let me ask you, you're saying that it is legally okay to
your point? If you're arguing a law is the law point, Those points are very difficult to argue with. We're arguing a reality point. I'm sorry, I'm talking
to
your son. I'm sorry.
But,
no, you're making exactly the point. This guy is just... listen, I hope by the time that your children get to be of age to vote and to be drafted, that you get that giant stick out of your ass.
This is something that my sister and my brother-in-law did with my niece. A similar type of thing.
You guys are all wrong. You're all wrong. Look,
we're all
I am
wrong.
On
well,
your
listen.
Side as far as saying...
Listen,
that,
listen.
Yeah, as far as actually doing it. But I'm just saying, going on the air... And
go. Yeah, well, I'll run that risk, sir.
And you know what? He's making it up.
Yeah, how do you know I'm not just making it up?
I'm not...
How do you know? How do you know the whole thing is not made up?
Just the story.
You don't know.
Hey,
you
I'm
really,
just saying, Don, you, there could be some lady that's the chairman of Mothers Against Drunk Drivers sitting here listening to you admit that you left beer and told your kid it was okay to have some, and those are the people you got to worry
okay,
about.
Okay, now, again, hold on, you're not on my side, and let's get the story straight. I didn't leave beer and say, go ahead, and Joe, I definitely don't want your help on this. Joe, I really don't want you in here on this discussion. Thank you, though, Joe. I didn't leave beer for my kid and say, knock yourself out. Mom and I are going to be leaving now.
Your wife is in Ocean City.
She's there the whole
She's
week.
At the house
Always.
Where the beer is. An adult is there.
Supervising the kids. And you're living in a fantasy world if you think that just because you don't have beer in your house during senior week, that your kid's not going to go somewhere else.
Now, if you can get away from your law is the law point, which is fine, and your law is the law point cannot be refuted necessarily. What we're talking about here is reality, and the fact is that a trusting relationship with a child when they're going into this environment where a lot of kids that don't have a trusting relationship with their parents go wig out. I remember when my freshman year of college, the kids that were completely under the thumb were the ones that first week that completely went nuts. You have to give an 18-year-old certain freedoms.
That's where you misunderstood me. I am right there along with it. All I was trying to do was caution Don.
Caution me. Well, listen,
let me ask
you something. If you're Don's helper, pal, if you're the Don's helper, what good are you doing by highlighting something negative like that? You're not helping him.
No, you're not. And
you're being
and
a dick.
My answer in any situation...
And now you laugh with that nervous laugh, because you're a dick.
If by chance, you know, by some odd, and I can't imagine the circumstance, anybody from any law enforcement agency was to contact me, I'd say exactly what Mike just said. Hey, I'm doing a bit on the radio. You don't know if what I'm saying is true or made up. You and nobody else does. So get off your high horse. Do me a favor. Go raise your own kids. Do you have girls?
There was no high horse.
Do you have girls?
All I did was, when I called.
Do you have daughters? Do you?
Well,
listen.
Let's be technical.
If you were really helping, wouldn't you call the main number and perhaps have your call off the air? No, you're having your call on the air.
Do you have daughters?
You don't want to help. You want to be a smart ass.
Do you have sons or daughters?
Hey, this isn't about me.
Yeah, no, yes it is, because you're a parent too, and I'm asking, do you have sons or daughters?
I have one of each.
Okay, what are you going to do when your son or your daughter gets to be 18 to ensure the fact, when they're at senior week, that they don't drink?
Well, see, Don, that's not the point.
No. What are you going to do to ensure that?
I might do the exact same thing that you do.
And your issue is, you wouldn't broadcast it on the air. However, you contradict yourself because your call pointing this legality out is on the air. So how can that possibly, say that helps?
You're saying now that you would do the same thing, and you're on the radio saying you would do the same thing. How do you know that the authorities won't come to wherever you're calling from, Alabama, to your house, to possibly say that here's a man that condones underage drinking? He said it on the radio.
Hey, look.
Yeah?
I apologize. It went really wrong. I was just trying to call and help Don out.
I really wish you'd be honest about that point.
Please do me a favor. Don't try to help me. Do I come down there to Alabama to try to help you?
No.
No, I don't. So don't try to help me. If I ever need help, I'll dial 1-800-ALABAMA. But I'm doing okay without your help. I've done pretty good raising a pretty level-headed kid up to this point.
Don, it's not about how you're raised.
Without your help.
Yeah,
and I've done
to do
a,
with,
Christ. You know, and the letter of the law says that if I was to get in my car and drive down to Alabama tonight and beat your head with a baseball bat, I would probably be arrested for murder. But then again, I could always say it was just a bit on the radio show. I never drove to Alabama.
Is he still on the line?
And busted this guy's head with a baseball bat.
Just out of curiosity, how did you think this call would go?
A lot better than it did.
What? Then I would say, oh my God, yes, you're right. Thank you so much, Dr. Phil, for your guidance. Can't believe the error of my ways. Oh, please, would you like me to give you five Hail Marys now and say I'm sorry? I'm raising my kid the best way I know how.
It has nothing to do with how you raise them. You do a great job.
Don't you think, really, for a second, and I speak as a parent with kids that aren't that age, I'm listening a little bit more attentively, and I'm probably a little more into this conversation when Don's talking about his family than I normally am, because I think I'm like a lot of people in our listening audience that don't mind hearing how this is being done, because it's a preview for me, and I know it's a preview for certainly parents that have freshmen and middle school students. They're listening to... I think this is, I think some good is being done here, because you're laying it out how things work and how you handle it.
Technically, by the rule of the law, you could get a case going, say, well, I'm going to come somewhere and kill somebody, but I'm threatening somebody's life. You actually could get a legal case going, but the answer to that would be, hey, I'm doing a bit on a radio show.
I think really when you're
with your phone call.
When you're talking about responsible behavior on the part of teenagers, about 18-year-olds, you really have to bring a trusting environment in there. I know my sister and my brother-in-law did it. I know Don and Fred have done it with Bart. And listening to this, I think, is
you just need
pretty
to get
darn helpful. And then you pour all this crap on.
You need to get over it. And please take this last bit of sage advice. Worry about you. Please don't waste your time worrying about me. Please. Can we come to that understanding? Really. Can we come to that understanding that you go on down there and you live your life in Alabama and God bless you. Hopefully one day you'll be able to climb the wall and get out. But until then, enjoy. And call me. Call me when your daughter is arrested for prostitution. Call me when she's standing on a street corner turning tricks and I can say, well, if only you would have listened to my advice when you called me those 13 years ago.
You know, in a way, you have just hit him with a baseball bat, haven't you? There we are.
Goodbye.
I thought that went well, sir.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Don.
Don't say goodbye to me. I'm not speaking to you.
You just did.
I was saying goodbye in general. We have to do a break now.
You can say goodbye to me.
Goodbye, Mike.
F
and
you.
Buzz, goodbye, too.
F you.
Oh, but now listen.
You know, real nice.
You gotta know you're a bad caller when you got it from Buzz. Hey, real nice.
Rob, anything you'd like to say to this guy?
I hate him. He should go to hell.
Hey, good radio.
You know, see, and this is
now
fun.
You're an expert on radio, too, right?
So now you know.
Good radio.
Now you know what makes for good radio.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you just put the phone back in the cradle and start worrying about your own life. Go look in the mirror and say, what's wrong with this guy? Don't listen to the radio and call the disc jockey and worry about my life. Something tells me if you looked in that mirror, you'd find an awful lot wrong. That you should examine the face in that mirror. Let's talk about what's going on between those beady eyeballs right now. Let's talk about the makeup of a person.
Let's pry open this cuckoo clock.
Let's talk about the makeup of a person who calls a goddamn comedy radio show and suddenly wants to be Mr. I'm only here to help you, Don.
The police are on the way, sir.
I'm only here to help you.
They're dangling the handcuffs right outside the studio, sir.
Regardless, I'm willing to run whatever risk because I'm entertaining America. I'm doing more than you'll ever
do. You're entertaining the regional network.
Excuse me.
Your show, and you can say what you want.
I'm entertaining Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Ocean City. And very soon, not to be entertaining you in Alabama.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay. Well, I won't miss you.
So you want to stay on the line and damage any remaining credibility you may have had?
Why don't you just please?
I think it's already damaged.
Yeah, so you want to what? Just stay on the line?
No. Right, time to call today.
Then hang up. Then just hang
up. All right, guys.
And I'll see your daughter in 13 years when she comes in to play one of our strip games. And I'll give her a beer the day she comes in. I'll get her good and drunk on codeine like Elvis used to. I'll fill a nice big champagne flute full of codeine cough syrup. And I'll say, is your daddy the one from Alabama from 13 years ago? She goes, yes,
Yes, I am.
Yeah, my daddy used to say, the law is the law. And I said, you ain't going to keep me under your thumb, are ye?
We lost him.
He's gone.
Yeah, that's where we officially lost him.
Well, yeah. Okay. Listen and enjoy.
There you go.
Yeah, you got him. You definitely took that baseball bat out of the end.
It's a show, okay? It's a freaking show.
Jesus Christ.
Just enjoy.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with people?
You know, of all the things you talk about, on this would really be one of those few things that I kind of listen just to see what's going on, because you want to hear what other parents do. I think everybody's the same way about
that.
You want to know how do you
keep
a trusting relationship.
2003, you got to be a realist. You got to be a realist about what your kids are doing out there.
Right.
You know, and I'm not here preaching to you about how to raise your kids, unless you're that idiot from Alabama.
Right.
And really what you should do, sir, is send me your children in a box. UPS me those children. I'll raise them the right way.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a vacancy.
That's right. We got room. Okay. Well, being as that guy took up the whole first break,
right?
My goodness, I don't even have time to tell you what I'm really mad about today and what I'm really mad about. I finally found a website to support me.
Mm-hmm.
You know all these, when you see a guy or a gal, but it's mainly guys, driving like a $12,000 Honda, but they've tricked it up and they think that they're in the Fast and the Furious?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they're all over the place now.
Found a website. I found me a website about it with right-thinking Americans who feel the exact same way.
Good.
I got you. And it's not because that guy said I was old and pathetic who was driving one either. Just the whole concept drives me nuts. You're driving a car that's worth $6,000, and you put $20,000 into it, and you're coming down the road, and you pull up to a stoplight, and it's like...
Listen to that four-cylinder engine hum.
It's a Honda. It's a Honda.
There's a word for that in the hot rod community.
What is that, Robbie?
It's very rice.
Very rice?
What is very that? Rice. And, you know, putting too much power into a... automobile of oriental extraction.
Oh,
very right.
God. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I love you, Rob. I love you.
God.
But I got news for you. I'm calling the police, Rob.
Oh, no!
That remark is dangerous and damaging.
To my
daughter.
Well, if I'd known, I wouldn't have pursued.
That's very rice. Time for a call, 1-800-877-365-3636 with the secret sound.
I thought Andy was coming back.
The jackpot worth $500. It's very rice. Oh, now they're assessing the damage. See now?
Fantastic.
Good
as new.
And there they go. Okay, stop set here and commercials and then contest, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, you just put the shirts back on. See that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
The Don and Mike Show. They have Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre. Don and Mike.
Uh-huh. 352-352, good guy time. Someone should call the cops. As a matter of fact, not only tonight will I be serving alcohol in my home to adults, I got a card game tonight.
Right.
Kick the door in.
No gambling.
I got 5 marks coming over tonight. I don't think they're listening now.
It's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time, what you're doing tonight.
I've done it before.
And you found your calling. I believe your wife may have purchased you the best gift you've ever received.
You know, I got a poker table for when you guys came over. But I told my wife what I really want is the thing that goes over the poker table that turns it into a blackjack table.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really like the kind in Las Vegas. It's a big, gigantic, fold-out thing that's like in a semicircle. It says... the dealer will stand on 17,
right
on 16, and it's got spots for five different players. And I'm the house. I'm the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight I got five doctors coming over.
Wow.
And I serve them high-quality booze.
Get them drunk and then take their money.
And when I deal, I do it like the guys in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I go, oh, hey, four, no help there. Six, that's a good-looking card. That's a six. They might, oh, king. King is never bad.
Have you ever been close to having the bank go down to nothing?
No.
Never.
I have not.
Danny Ocean.
When the game will end. If they have a run.
There's not a chance.
No. Well, the odds are overwhelmingly in your favor.
The house always wins.
Not always, but it wins most of the time.
And here's the thing: mm-hmm. when you are the card bank. Dealer, when you're the bank,
right.
when you're just playing with guys, and I've played with guys on my street before tonight. It's a friend of mine who's a doctor who's bringing over four doctor friends.
Uh-huh. The
thing is, you booze them up a little bit,
uh-huh.
and then what I've done previously with my friends on the street is say, oh, look, you're down to 50. Well, now you could play five more hands, or hey, go for broke.
That's what will happen around here.
Yeah. How about a $50 bet?
Oh,
and then you lay down the card and you go, okay, first one to you, second card, oh, a three. Very interesting. It takes a bold man to take a hit with a three. What do you say? The odds might be in your favor. Then they take a hit and it's like 24 and you go, oh, that's too bad as they bring all the chips over my way.
I believe you have found your calling, doctor. I really don't think anything would make you happier than to do what you're doing tonight.
I do love it. And the only reason
he killed me.
The only reason that you guys have never been invited over
right.
is that it would end our friendship. not because I'm so scary good,
right.
because the odds are whoever's running the card game, if you get other guys there long enough and they drink enough and they start to lose
eventually.
They just eventually go, well, it came with $100, what the hell? Let it all ride on this card.
And Donnie's casino.
And
wow.
and these guys are doctors, so I got no problem taking that money.
And it is so statistically sound because even
right.
if he has two winners tonight,
sure.
That's three losers.
And
you can't
right.
miss.
Right. And hey, I'm kinda nerdy. But my wife has bought me books, How to Win at Blackjack.
Sure.
So now I know the cards to look for. I know when it, you know, I say, well, I'm going to lose on this hand. So I don't encourage them to bet it up.
Right.
But if I know I got an unbeatable hand, and if I see that their cards that I can see are no good.
Right.
That's when I go, hey, you know, I'll just say, for instance. Hey,
good night, doctors. Thanks for coming.
Hey, Dave, who's the man? Who's the man, Dave? And I'll see the other guys. Look at this bet, Steve. Look at this. He's betting $5. Who bets $5 in my house? Eventually, you get the guy. So I'll let you know what happened there.
Yeah. I know you well,
man.
And I know you are officially in heaven.
I'm just
you're dancing home tonight.
I'm saying that now so that any of you listeners who want to call the police,
right,
call the police.
Call them right now.
And I'll be having a card game in my home tonight.
Beware.
Watch out. Running afoul of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Alexandria.
WJFK FM.
Yes, sir.
Here you go, my friend. Fifth row seats before you can buy them to see Poison with Vince Neil and Skid Row. Color me there, man. Friday, August 8th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets go on sale Saturday at noon at NissanPavilion.com. Plus, you won the graduation bear from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Call 1-800-829-BEAR. And you won the Divid box set of Sex and the City, the complete fourth season, an exciting new release from HBO. Wherever Divids and videos are sold. Now, you ready to go for $500 in cash?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. It's a common everyday sound. It's not really common, but it's an everyday sound. Okay. And your clues are children, kids, chillin', and Jerry Seinfeld.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And here's the sound. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Fabulous.
Fabulous?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Caller, name this sound.
And there. There it is. Now, the guy yesterday guessed something to do with a can.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my off-the-record hints has been it's nothing to do with a can or vacuum seal. Absolutely nothing.
Cruising top on a Mercedes low. Turn us up when you hear this on the radio. Holla back, youngin'.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo-woo.
for $500, what does that sound?
Is it the opening or closing of a Pez dispenser?
Could you be more specific, please?
The closing of a Pez dispenser.
Hmm. There's a conference underway. Please stand by.
Can I hear that answer?
The closing of a Pez dispenser.
One more time.
The closing of a Pez dispenser.
Closing of a Pez dispenser. Well,
my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yay!
Wow. Fantastic.
That's unbelievable.
There you go. Robin. Absolutely devastated. Come to my house tonight and lose that money playing cards. $500.
You guys didn't think we get a winner this soon, did you?
Yeah. Rob's mad at me because of the clues.
It was the Seinfeld that gave it away.
Yeah, because Jerry Seinfeld is into him.
And you accidentally gave an additional clue yesterday. I think you didn't mean to say candy yesterday.
Oh, candy.
Yeah. And candy. When you said that, I had it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you got it, Buzz?
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
when he said candy.
When you were trying to run the Seinfeld clue by me, you wrote JS.
Yeah,
and I thought you were just going to say JS.
Come on, every once in a while we got to have a winner.
You are Johnny Roadmap.
Every once in a while, you got to have a winner every once in a while just to keep them playing.
Yeah, huh? I wouldn't have gotten it.
The sound is when you the Pez,
it's not the head.
Right.
The closing of the dispenser.
You know where, like, you lift Donald Duck's neck up and you got that big thing and you very carefully have to put the Pez in?
Man, and I just bought a bunch of Pez.
What was the head on it, Don and Mike?
It was a lamb.
A lamb.
A lamb head.
It was from Julia's Easter basket.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. Well done, my friend.
Thanks, Don and Mike. Awesome. Good
one. Thanks. Hold on a second. That's $500, so that means a new sound tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Got it.
You got to top it now.
That was a pretty tough one. Mm-hmm. Don't be mad at me, Rob. Don't be a hater. I mean, be a hater, but don't be a hater about that.
Hey, nothing wrong with a hater. I'm a hater.
Hey, listen, everybody. Hello. McFly. Mr. 40, where are you? Tomorrow is the mutually agreed upon date for your birthday barbecue, and we have not been able to get a hold of Mr. 40.
CA Wall?
Yeah. So we're not going to be able to do the outdoor barbecue show unless... Mm-hmm. Mr. 40 checks in with us, so please check in.
Here's Lisa with an update.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I just heard from him, actually, and he cannot make it tomorrow.
Shock.
Well, he's got to take off work or something like that.
Isn't he the one that wanted it on tomorrow's date? I mean,
yeah, we had talked about two Thursdays ago, and then all of us had forgotten, and he had forgotten, and we forgot, and so then we discussed tomorrow, and now he's got off next Thursday.
Well, all right, I guess next Thursday.
Okay.
Tomorrow, somehow, we'll manage to do a show without him.
Yes, I know.
Coming in studio tomorrow, she can keep a can of cat food under each breast, Brett Butler.
Wow.
To show,
she says she's back, huh?
To show how far down the showbiz ladder she's fallen. She's coming on this show in person.
Is she doing stand-up again?
I don't know. Yes. I think she's coming in here just to give us all handies.
Oh, goody.
And Friday... our favorite wrestler, Mick Foley. We have him on all the time. Mankind, he's coming on the show as well.
Very good.
So we got a winner with the secret sound.
Winner.
Congratulations on that. Who's on the telephone? Oh, no, I get to this website. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Oh, and listen, hold on 1 second, sir. Today we're giving away $1,000 today.
Ooh.
As well. We're going to play a Father's Day game today. Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, real quick, I just want to know if you saw the TLC special last night on the casinos with the cheating.
No, I didn't, but those things are on those channels all the time.
Yeah, you need to check it out. They had a lot of stuff with blackjack and card shuffling and card palming. It's pretty nice.
I run a clean game. I let the guys shuffle themselves, and my wife even got me one of those shoes.
You tell them, RB.
One of those. What's RB?
Riverboat.
My wife got me one of those shoes, one of those things where you put like 5 decks of cards in.
Right.
And one at a time, you just push it. One card comes out at a time. So it's a professional operation, I guess.
They should help people cheat out. The dealers cheat and everything else also.
I don't cheat. I swear to God.
Do you think this will make you a better player when you go to a casino?
No, because it's all luck. Yeah, and no matter how much you think you know, that thing from casinos, right. The house always wins.
Right.
The house always wins. So, who knows? But,
there are a lot of holes in the desert.
I didn't. No. A lot of problems buried in those holes.
I didn't mind taking the money too much from my neighbors. That was a little awkward. But these guys coming over tonight,
oh, yeah.
These marks tonight,
right?
These guys are doctors.
Doctors,
please bring large bills.
I want an update tomorrow. I want to hear how you did.
I'll let you know what happens. I promise. I swear. I'll tell you if I lose. You know, if the house got busted, I'll let you know if I.
You will be mad.
I don't think so. I don't think that I'm going to lose.
Okay. Yeah. But you will be mad if you do lose.
I'll be mad if I lose. But the good thing about running the game is that you manipulate it like I did the previous couple of times I've done it. When I'm starting to lose money, that's when you egg the guys on.
Right.
To make their bets higher.
You think the doctors are dumb enough to fall into that trap?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Come on.
Especially with a little booze.
They're only doctors.
Yes.
I mean, they're
probably not common sense smart.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They're probably book smart.
Mm-hmm. They're book smart. Okay, so I'm on the this thing with the, you know, I hate the tricked up cars. And don't get me wrong, a good classic car. I like a modern rocket car. What I just find offensive are these pieces of junk that kids like put neon lights on the bottom of.
Right.
And then you got these things that have like a model airplane engine inside, and they take the muffler off and they try to make these things.
And they race.
You know,
right.
You know, so anyway, I hate this thing. And Lisa Marie Herndon, soon to be Lisa Marie Herndon Broyhill, found this website. I hate letter H, number 8, IHateHonda.com. And it's not really about Hondas specifically. It's about
that you see them on a lot of different cars.
The genre. We are here to tell you, Charles and Richard, the webmasters, we brought you the site. We do this for you as well as for us. I know that you people out there drive Hondas, all shapes, sizes, colors, are not going to like the website. Why? Because we're bashing you. Because of A, the clear brake lights, the kind you buy at 7-Eleven. 2, the exact same body kits that everyone has that you try to make look different, but it looks stupid. 3, B, or C, the bumblebee in a coffee can exhaust system, dirt bike wannabes, and so on. Got news, you're not a bike of any kind, although your car is as slow as an electric bike.
Wow.
Next item, I can take $1,000 and put a turbo on my mom's minivan and it'll wipe the snot out of your kid's nose for you. 18-inch and above rims do not look good on a Civic. Wire Daytons don't look good on a Civic. Are you crazy? Oversized bookshelf spoilers aren't cool and unfunctional since you lack the speed to make them functional.
That's great.
Colored rims are gay, especially white. You are not cool.
That's funny.
We hate the car.
This is a great website.
Not the driver, unless you're an a-hole. Back to the website. The idea evolved from a website that inspired us. Take a look at the coolest Honda hating car.com. He went crazy with his car, but we loved the idea. We got together with him and created this site for you, the Honda haters. What we would like in return from all of you Honda haters is an email stating what you would like to see on this website regarding the demolition of Hondas.
Wow.
That's
so he lists
great.
All the little tricked up items they have on there.
It's
and the bottom
great.
Line is they put all this stuff on the cars and they're not fast.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
TooMuchBoost.com has a real nice setup like that. I've built a couple of those cars. I've helped out with those guys. They've got the same setup. They don't like the Hondas, and they have a whole bunch going on with that. I hate Hondas.
Now wait, is it just Honda or is it all the cars that are tricked up?
Because I want to say I don't just hate Hondas. I hate the tricked up Mitsubishis.
Now,
you know what I hate probably even the most?
What?
Is a tricked up Volkswagen Golf. If there's ever a car that shouldn't be tricked up,
right.
It's a Volkswagen Golf. Or is it Golf? Did I say it
golf.
Right?
Golf. It's Golf, like the game.
Golf.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an ugly girl wearing too much makeup.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Oh, wow. You got an awful cell phone. Call back. Call back.
Daddy.
Hello, wow. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I wanted just to tell you that my old lady, she's an excellent blackjack player, and the house always wins, but the individual player does not always lose. Not everybody that goes to Vegas loses, as you well know.
Yeah, right. I've won money. I won money. I was a big winner the last time we were in Las Vegas, but the reason I was a big winner is when I won, I walked away from it.
Yeah.
And the way I'm going to get the guys tonight...
Now, where's the fun in that?
Even when the guys win, I'm going to draw them back in.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw them back in. And I know that...
Every time I try to get out, they draw me back in again.
Yeah. Because one time one guy wins, then all of a sudden you got all the other allies who want him to get back in the game.
What would your dream scenario be tonight?
I clean them all out. I think they're each coming like with $200, but I end up with $1,000 tonight.
That'd be great.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Tom.
It's Tom Gavin.
Tom.
Hi.
Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How do you spell Honda?
H-A-N-D-Y.
Handy.
Right.
Hi, this is Charlie.
How do you spell trick?
Trick?
Yes.
Yes.
T-A-R-C-K.
Tart.
Hey, Tom.
What? Hey, Rob, what?
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Have you ever played blackjack?
Yeah.
Okay, what's 16 plus 5?
Oh, now, Rob, that's not fair.
16 plus 5?
Yeah.
What?
Rob, now, see, now, that's not
now,
fair.
Look
it's a variation.
Yeah.
Spelling.
Look
is,
what you've done, you're an amazingly cruel person.
Smelling it. Now, who knows? He may
smelling.
Get this.
I said smelly.
16 plus 5, Tom.
Rob, the answer... Tom?
What?
The answer is either 19, 20, 21, or 20. 22. It's 20.
You see, I told you.
Thank you. All right, bye, Tom.
Perfect.
Bye, Tom. Joe Ardinger, please, to the studio.
Joe,
who wanted to help me out in the...
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
The discussion a couple of minutes ago. Joe, come on in. It's time for another Hillary Clinton moment.
Ah, good.
Well, we're waiting for Joe to get in here. Let me take this call. Hello, Don, Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Matt from Sacramento here.
Hi there.
Yeah, they call those Japanese cars rice rockets.
Okay.
If you haven't heard of that name, they call them rice rockets.
I heard a variation on that from Rave a little earlier. Joe, are you ready for today's series of passages?
Sure.
From the Hillary Clinton book. We started this yesterday.
Yesterday was a phenomenal day of Joe reading.
Living history, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And now with today's passage number 4. Reading from the book, Why Should You Buy It? Well, we're reading the best parts.
Right.
Here is Joe Ardinger.
Bill and I carried on at the balls. And by the end of the evening, we had danced to so many renditions of Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow, the unofficial campaign theme song, that I had to kick off my shoes to give my feet a rest. Neither of us wanted the night to end, but I finally coaxed Bill out of the Midwestern ball at the Sheridan Hotel when the musicians started packing away their instruments. We headed back to the White House well after 2 in the morning. When we stepped out of the elevator into the second floor residence, we looked at each other in disbelief. This was now our home. Too tired to explore these grand new surroundings, we crashed into bed. We had only been asleep for a few hours when we heard a brisk knock at the bedroom door. Tap, tap, tap. What? Tap, tap, tap. Bill bolted up in bed, and I groped for my glasses in the dark, thinking there must be some sort of emergency on our very first morning.
Does this kind of sound like the night before Christmas almost?
Yeah, really.
This is actually interesting. Yeah.
Suddenly, the door swung open, and a man in a tuxedo stepped into the bedroom carrying a silver breakfast tray.
A man in a tuxedo.
This is how the Bushes began their day, with a bedroom breakfast at 5:30 a.m., and it's what the butlers were accustomed to. But the first words this poor man heard from the 42nd President of the United States were, "Hey, what are you doing here?" You never saw anyone back out of a room so quickly.
Wow.
Bill and I just laughed and settled back under the covers to try to steal another hour of sleep. It struck me that both the White House and we, its new occupants, were in for some major adjustments, publicly and privately.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
and a very self-satisfied grin on Joe Ardinger.
Right.
Like so.
Thank you, Joe. Again, it's our service to you. It's our gift to you. Why go buy it?
Yep.
When we're reading you the best part.
Fantastic.
Got a break? Will we come back? Oh, you know we haven't got to yet is Cheryl, the Big Dyke, and the tape of the Gay Pride Parade in D.C. over the weekend.
You're going to love it.
And we'll have that in just a second. It's 4:13.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See you there, right? Father's Day?
Yeah, I'll be back.
This time of year, it's important, remember, dads and grads in your life. Remember, the special offer we're going to tell you about ends June 15th. So call Singular Wireless at 1-866-SINGULAR.
Right now, purchase one color screen Nokia 3560 phone for $29.99 and get a second one for free after $50 instant rebate when you sign up for a two-year service agreement. Get one for your dad and another for your grad.
What could be better? You can pass on... No, don't pass on them. Plus...
What?
Read the third paragraph.
Plus on plans starting at $39.99 per month.
My mistake. I'm sorry. You can add a family talk line for $19.99 per line per month.
That's a good thing.
Would you wind it up?
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
I love it.
M-I-W-K-F-K. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan or the Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone.
Yeah.
We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show. Is anyone listening? You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Do you have any idea how much therapy you people need?
This is the Don and Mike Radio Network. You're hearing us Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM. Baltimore on Live 105. Philadelphia 94 WYSP. Down by the ocean, hon, Ocean City. On 96 Rock.
Plenty of talk of sex, poop, and mayhem. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. $1,000 we'll give away here in a couple of seconds. 4:24. And now it's time for Cheryl.
Very good.
Cheryl's on the telephone with us.
Yes, she was at the big gay pride festivities over the weekend.
She was. Let me see which line she's on. Line, was it 9? I got it. Hey. Hello, darling.
Hey guys, how are you?
Here she is, Cheryl the Big Dyke.
My handsome, stunning faggots. I have I've been having sex for 3 days, waiting for this to come on the radio. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, you're getting all worked up, are you,
Cheryl?
I've been all worked up. I tell you, the best part of Sunday, and I know she's listening, is when this adorable woman came over to me with this heavy Brooklyn accent and said, "Is your name Cheryl?" And I went, "Yeah." She goes, "Are you Cheryl the Big Dyke?" And away she goes, "I love you." So I'll probably get late soon. So thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Hottie from New York.
Man, oh, man.
Thank you, Hottie from New York.
That's great. Well, good for you. Nice to see that you mixed business with pleasure.
Cheryl, hold on the line.
The queers love you. The queers love you guys. I'm telling you.
We love you, queers. If you'll hold on a second, if we need any help while we listen to the tape, we'll come directly to you.
Stand by, Cheryl.
I will be standing by for my favorite fag.
Hold on. So they got the gay pride parade,
right.
and we sent Cheryl the Big Dyke down with a tape recorder. Mm-hmm. And sorry it took us a couple of days to get to this. Here now are the highlights of Cheryl at the big gay pride parade.
Hey, Don and Mike, we're going to do it like they do it on the Discovery Channel. It's so festive. It's cleared up. It's not raining. And we're so happy and queer to be here.
Cheryl?
D.C. is so beautiful on Gay Pride Day. Oh. Hi, Dave. How do you feel about Gay Pride?
Gay Pride kicks ass. And I like sex, too. Like, with women? Yeah.
She likes sex with women. Does anyone here like sex with women?
Yeah!
Woo!
Listen to those lesbians.
Obviously, we're all women up here.
That's like a Ricky Martin concert.
Yeah.
Freedom! Have you ever heard of Don and Mike?
Absolutely love them!
swear to God.
Oh,
she told me. I didn't know.
Bag. What can I tell you?
Don and Mike rock.
Woo! Don and Mike love gay people.
Don and Mike adore gay people.
They love us queers.
They love us.
They love us. Are you a top or a bottom?
I'm totally a top.
A lesbian top.
A lesbian top. I can switch. I can switch.
Hold on. A lesbian, a top or a bottom? Yeah, we got to get a clarification on that.
Carol?
Yes.
Keeping in mind, you know, you got the dumb infinity standards. A top,
I know.
A top or a bottom? Explain it to us.
Strap on, strap off, the strapper.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Hello?
Right,
got it, you got it? Right, oh, she's always at attention whenever she needs to be.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Yeah. I'll be right back. Hold on.
You need me.
You have a piece?
Yeah, strap one on regularly.
Oh, okay. You take it up and put it in the drawer.
Absolutely, but it never gets soft.
Hard.
Always hard, baby.
Right.
They're having a good time.
God damn.
Carol, this is more messed up than last week. Where are we now?
Gay music.
Baggy dance music.
Carol didn't even know it.
Carol.
Baggy.
Sorry, it's at Pride Day, and oh my God, I bumped into some bisexuals. You know, the ones that go both ways, kind of like me.
Oh!
So tell me, how does it feel to be bisexual and to be surrounded by all these fags and dykes?
A lot of possibilities.
Oh! Possibilities for what?
Getting to know people.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
See, Cheryl just wants to get into her pants,
and
right?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Wait, these are not very shy Don and Mike fans.
What does gay pride mean to you? Oh, gay pride means a place where I can come and be me. Be you? Be me. Whatever that entails.
Hold on, can you stop the tape for a second? Yeah. I got to find out, man or a woman. We have the first gender confusion.
Cheryl?
Yeah, that was a drag queen or a transgender person.
What was
transgender? There was, you're right, you could just tell by their voice, Mike. You are so tied into our community.
Damn right.
But I
want
to take you out to wet again and give you back your vest.
All right. Yeah, no problem. We'll do it this weekend.
Hold on, honey.
Deborah, are you doing a...
Are we doing a hello?
Yeah, let's be in the Washington area. Do you listen to Don and Mike?
Hell yeah!
Don and Mike rock!
They rock!
Yeah, they roll!
Sounds like she's got a mullet.
She doesn't have a mullet, but she has a short haircut.
That's weird. That's
scary.
That's the second time she's done that.
Because I said the thing about the gay music, and then you said the thing about the mullet. I swear to God, Mike and I have not heard.
That is scary.
That's spooky.
That means that both you and I, on some level,
yes,
are operating the same plane as Cheryl the Big Dumb.
And as Cheryl has said, it just shows how plugged in we are to the gay community.
I did mean to you.
Gay pride means everything that there is to be about being gay. Transgender, lesbian, bisexual, homosexual.
Are you a top or a bottom?
I am versatile. Versatility is the key to any good relationship.
Do you pitch and catch?
I pitch and catch.
Wow. Do you listen to the Don and Mike show?
Come again?
Do you listen to the Don and Mike show?
No, I don't know it, actually.
Oh, well, you better start listening because you'll be on the air Monday afternoon.
But he says come again a lot. It's like gay rock music. Is this a band, you think?
I don't know where she is. Is it still at the parade?
Is this supposed to be the part of the day where she just let it roll?
Is this in Cheryl's van?
Maybe Cheryl's doing somebody.
Drag queen Amanda Cruz. Drag tell me, what does Pride Day mean to you? And look at you in your beautiful dress.
Why, thank you. I just love Pride Day because it brings us all together. And we can all have a fabulous time without any type of discrimination. And just enjoy ourselves and be who we are.
In a dress with heels.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me, Amanda, are you a top or a bottom?
I'm versatile. I like anything I can pitch.
You pitch and catch?
Yes, I do.
Listen to Don and Mike?
No, I do not, but I know you're on there all the time. I just heard from my husband.
Right. Well, listen on Monday.
I certainly will. Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is effing music, guys.
Oh, dear. She's right about that.
You know, I still have
haven't seen Homo Joe. He abandoned me, that fag. Maybe he's in a porta potty having sex. Hey, here's a fan that's listened to you since you was 13. We'll get back to her in a second.
Maybe he's in a porta potty having sex.
This is your drag queen performing. A number from Chicago.
This is the best tape ever.
Yeah.
Why do people goof on us for stereotyping
right.
gays? Listen to this. All we're doing is offering an accurate
person. We are right playing now. A tape, an actual tape from Gay Pride Day.
Who knew?
From Chicago!
There
great. Oh, man. When you're good tomorrow, it's from the Gay Pride Parade.
I would assume she's lip-syncing or he's lip-syncing. Mm-hmm.
She's in purple feathers.
Whether she's a top or a bottom.
Seems to be the question of the day. Cheryl seems to be caught up in Chicago. Cheryl likes drag queens.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl likes everybody.
I believe so. I think she's omnisexual.
So, you got a picture of Harvey Fierstein wearing a dress up on stage lip syncing this.
I bet it's a skinnier drag queen.
Yeah.
You know, we could play this name. It's backstage at the Tony Awards, and no one would know the difference,
right? True.
I don't know which is more annoying, this or one of those tricked up Hondas.
I want to find out where all this went on, where this stuff was going on.
Cheryl?
Hi, that was Ella Fitzgerald performing. She's kind of a Oprah lookalike. She's black.
Oh, she's big. You call her
kind of big. Ella Fitzgerald's been performing in town for like 30 years. She's an icon of our community.
Wow. Now, where was this? Was this during the parade or was this down on a stage?
No, that was on the stage. It was set up at 3rd Street in Pennsylvania with the Capitol in the back where Pennsylvania and, like, Constitution come together. We had come together. We were from 3rd to 7th Street was our festival, and that was on stage.
That's great.
Yeah, that was Ella Fitzgerald in this wild purple outfit.
All right, Dan.
Hold on, we'll come back to you. Hold on, we'll come back to you.
We'll come again. Yeah.
All right, hold on a second there, honey.
Gays love Chicago.
This part of the sandwich would be for Cheryl's benefit. Because
Cheryl's digging on the Chicago.
Just about over.
Because for us, it's just like listening to somebody play the record.
Makes me feel like I'm there.
Me too.
I'd like to hear the applause at the end.
Yeah.
I hope we get that part.
I need one of those like white things you get with KFC.
Listen to this.
I want to wash my hands.
Must have been quite a performance.
Listen to those gays.
Don't you love good drag? Cheryl has been an institution in this town. I'm so glad to see her back again this year. Oh, Lord. I don't look good in purple, but she does. All right, I'm bringing out to the stage now a Baltimore and Washington, D.C. area band.
Please welcome the Marty Bass Quartet.
Oh, wow.
Please welcome the Don Scott Singers.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
That artfully combines elements of rock, folk, blues, jazz, and groove into a distinct sound, which if you think about it, combining those is a five-type distinct sound. In January 2003, they were...
Don and Mike,
Don's
Right Show. I'm Cheryl the Big Duck.
You know, Cheryl just lost interest there at one point.
Yeah, I think she just said, after Chicago, why stick around?
Right. Ella Fitzgerald.
Back on their show. What does Pride Day mean to you?
It means freedom.
Freedom? Freedom for what? Freedom to be who you want
to
be?
Yeah, to be who you want to be and just have fun.
Melting on you?
No, not yet. I'm sure it will be here in a couple hours.
It'll get nice and messy, right?
Oh, yes, it will.
Have a great Pride Day.
Was that a guy?
What was getting nice and messy? What was she talking about?
Hey, Cheryl, was that a guy?
I don't remember.
I think I...
I think I was getting nice and messy at about that point.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Hold on. You know, Robbie, I think we're going to go two breaks with this.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
We got a break. Cheryl, stay online here for a second.
All righty. I got it.
Stay online for a second. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, I got a sighting for one of those little Honda Civics right now.
Are you behind a tricked-out Honda that you know, incidentally?
No, I'm beside one, and it's only half tricked out. The bad thing is it does got the little trash can size exhaust pipe on the back, and it sounds like a beer can with a bunch of crap in it, but it's got a Fraternal Order of Police license plate on it with a cop sitting in it, and it's got to be one of these cars that he pulls over every damn day for being too low to the ground. And he's driving one, too.
Oh, so somebody's, like, taking it back to the impounding lot or something like that?
Thank you. Hello, maybe. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi. You're doing great.
Listen, perfect website for you. Ready? You got to have Rob check it out because you guys are going to laugh the rest of the day. Beaters.com. BEATERZ.com. It's nothing but cars that, like, you're talking about that are just the horrible condition. American cars with Japanese yellow stickers all over them. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your entire life.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, brother.
Beaters.com.
Yeah. All right. Bye, brother. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay, cuz.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, the worst car I've seen is when they trick out an Escort.
Yeah.
Hold on. Mike and I are looking at a picture right now from Beaters.com.
It's like a 1979 Honda Civic.
And the thing has a gigantic tailpipe. Right in the middle, looks like a big PVC pipe, and
that's so funny.
It says, "Look, it's a female Civic." Seriously, well, folks, what the hell is that thing? A monorail, a new Therion exhaust tip diameter equals horsepower. With a pipe like that, you need warning stickers to keep the small children away. Imagine the liability. I bet this is a good size.
My coworker had a tricked out Honda at work. He would park it in front of the building every day.
Yeah,
and then he got all these parking tickets, and then they put a boot on his car. This is in Crystal City.
Yeah.
So he got mad because the boot, you know, scratched his rims.
Great story. Yeah.
Great story.
Yeah.
Great.
That was fantastic.
Is anyone listening?
He sure. He really sprinted across the finish line there, didn't he?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I work for Budweiser.
Yeah, what's your story?
We had our truck in there for Gay Pride Day.
Yeah.
We had a couple of trucks in there, and I just want to thank everybody that came to Gay Pride Day because they are so polite, and they tipped like you would not believe.
Cool. So would the stereotype be gay people tip well?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew the gays drink Bud, though? You know, I wouldn't imagine that to be a homo beer.
What would you think would be a homo? Corona?
No.
There's a lime in it.
What is a gay beer? Give me a second.
Bush.
No, that Michelob. I get jokes.
Thank you.
I think like that Michelob Ultra.
Always good to throw a joke or two in on Storybook Wednesday.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. Hey.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Randy in Salt Lake. How you guys doing?
Hi, Randy.
Randy.
Hey, you know, I have a confession to make. When you guys first were on in Salt Lake, I thought, I don't know about these guys. But I'll tell you what, you guys are great. I love it.
Yeah, enjoy us while we're on there.
Welcome to Salt Lake. So anyways, you know, you're talking about having the people come over and playing blackjack and you just, you know, taking them to the cleaners.
Yeah.
Well, you don't always win being the bank.
All right, now listen. How many people are going to call to tell me that you don't always win? I realize that there's an element of risk involved.
Yes.
I realize that.
Well, there's these places in just across the border from Portland, down the Washington side of the river.
Uh huh.
They're called card rooms.
Yeah.
Listen, okay. I tell you what. Can you just hold on?
Okay.
This is such a great story.
We can get back to the wonderful story after you have to do something else now, right?
Yes, we do. Hold on, please.
But it's a wonderful story. We want to get right back to it.
See, now the game will be how long will that guy stay on hold?
Hang on.
So, yeah, I don't give a crap what he has to say.
I know.
Here's someone we haven't heard from a while, the Drunk Eagle fan from Philly.
Oh, very good.
Brian.
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, dude?
I got my license back, man.
Hey, all right. Congratulations, he got his license back.
That is great news.
How many, let's see how big a football fan you are. How many weeks until the first preseason game?
The first preseason Eagles game, I believe, is August 21st or 22nd,
Am I right?
No. Negative, my friend. Weekend of August 8th.
Wow, it's earlier now, every year.
Yeah, well, I'm talking first home games.
Oh, first home game.
Yes, I believe we got the 21st and we have a Friday and a Thursday night game.
Well, I mean, if it's August, you better start drinking now.
Oh, dude, I'm already hammered. Yeah.
He's already drunk.
Stop cutting my grass, man. I got that lawnmower.
All right. Listen, Brian, early preseason, let's hear the song. Go.
Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. I forget the rest. I drank too much today.
All right, goodbye, Brian.
Later, dude.
We'll see you soon.
He's drinking so much, he's forgotten his song.
This is his license
plate. The guy is still there. Randy in Salt Lake, you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Great, hold on, please. We'll continue with a Cheryl Sabe right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That was 442.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
The Don and Mike Show. Practicing total sphincter control. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No, not really. Yeah, the Don and Mike Broadcast Network, 452. Weather is pretty much the same everywhere that we're broadcasting to. D.C., Baltimore, Philly, Ocean City. Rain tonight, low 69. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high in the 80s. Here's your temperature right now in D.C., 86. Baltimore, 86. Philly on WYSB, 84. In Ocean City, 79 by the water. You're listening to us on 96 Rock. Don't do that. I'm sorry. Don't do that.
I know. I'm just goofy.
But you're goofy.
Hey, it's just funny. I know.
Okay.
I understand.
Gotcha. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Sorry, I forgot to turn your microphone on.
Really similar weather all up and down the East Coast in Don and Mike land.
It is.
Yes.
We're on the Don and Mike Broadcast Network.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No matter where you go in these cities, mm-hmm. you'll know. WJFK FM, Live 105, WYSB, and 96 Rock.
Very good.
There you go. It's 4:53. And...
Bing bong.
Shut up. Rob, please. You know, doing something here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, the ultimate gay beer.
Yes.
It has to be Zima.
If it's not a beer.
Zima. Okay, thank you, my friend.
Zima.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, come on.
Hey, hi, how you doing? Call from Northern California. There was an Indian reservation casino built up here, and the house does win. It was built for $215 million, and they expect to pay it off at the most in 13 months. And the rest of it goes back to the Indian reservations after that.
Yeah, no ass. Wow. You know, I'm a small stakes as far as those big guys go, but I was reading an article in some magazine about this guy, and his job is... to bring whales in, and in particular, this was for Super Bowl weekend.
Right.
That what he did was he works with the casinos in Vegas, and they get like Gulfstream jets, mm-hmm. and they get navigators and the fanciest SUVs to pick them up at the airport, with the thought that they're going to come in for Super Bowl weekend, and this guy is laying out money in advance. The guy that's booking all this, mm-hmm. saying, I'm guaranteeing to you. The Bellagio, that these guys are going to lose at least $500,000 each over this 3-day period.
This is a guy that does this independently?
Yeah.
Wow.
What he does...
What's he, like a high-flying travel agent or something like that?
He leases the planes. He gets shuttles going between the hotels.
Right.
He got a private plane to go from Las Vegas to the Super Bowl. Anyway, the bottom line of this whole story that I read where he brought in all these guys, one guy actually made $1.4 million gambling.
Right.
And this guy still covered his nut and made $18,000 profit over the weekend.
Wow.
After he rented jets and rented hookers and rented big expensive SUVs and put these guys up in the fanciest hotels.
And that was
hotels.
Just because one guy happened to hit, which doesn't happen all that often.
And normally, they said if that one guy didn't win big, this guy, he could have made $1 million himself over the weekend.
Wow.
Just by flying in these other guys.
You're sending cars tonight for the doctors, right?
Buzz, someday. Eventually, someday. Right.
Well, now, do I detect a change in what you'd like to do someday? Would you now like to be a casino operator?
Oh, I'd love it.
Would you like to be Andy Garcia? I know you've fixated on George Clooney for a while.
No, I think I'd go more along the lines of De Niro and Casino. Because you know me, I'm really a coward.
I could be Rickles. Welcome to the Tangier.
No, I would be Pesci.
Yeah, you'd have to be Pesci.
Yeah.
You're a perfect Pesci.
I know.
You're my Pesci. A
lot of holes in the desert.
You're my Pesci.
You know?
And the good thing,
give me my pen.
You wouldn't go nuts like he did.
Charlie M? You didn't give up that name for Charlie M?
Imagine that. I was sitting
you make me pop your eyeball out of your head for Charlie M?
We're sitting at a bar, and I say to some guy, oh, is this your pen? I think you left the pen. I didn't want you to lose the pen. The guy goes, oh, you sort of faggot. Then Mike went to stand up and beat
you
the guy.
You call my friend an a-hole?
Do I
look, you're crying like a little girl.
You know, that discussion got going at our house the other day when we were discussing Lisa's favorite movie of all time, Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida said to me, well, really, that's a hard question. What would your favorite movie of all time be? And I said, I've got four or five go-tos. And when I travel, I always bring them with me. And I have to say, the one that I bring with me always consistently, I can watch over and over again, is Casino.
Yeah, Casino is phenomenal.
That's the go-to.
Absolutely.
What's your go-to?
My go-to?
Yeah.
My go-to would really be the one that I watch is one we both like, that I carry with me all the time, is The Contender.
That's a good one. And Buzz, what's yours?
I'm Dazed and Confused.
Daisy.
I'm kidding.
Hey, Buzz. What is it, Buzz?
That is a tough call. I'd have to think about that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know that it's 4:57, and I'm enjoying the regional show from that POS station in Las Vegas.
Right. Enjoy it, my friend, while it's still there. Thank you.
We'll try.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Read into it what you may.
Listen, let's get back to Cheryl's tape here because we've got $1,000 we want to give away. We do that in our next break. Let's get back to Cheryl. And Cheryl, how long did you actually spend at the Gay Pride Parade?
All day.
All day.
How many hours?
First I went to the Dyke March, and that was rainy. That's when a lot of dykes marched down the street. We were all extra wet because it was rainy, so we were extra wet dykes.
Oh, boy.
That was 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Then had a little afternoon delight, and then went back to. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay, baby.
It's this hottie blonde listener of yours. I just can't get enough of her.
Is this the Brooklyn one?
No, that's the one I met on Sunday.
This she is told the one us about listening. This one already.
Yeah, this is the one that's been listening to your show since she's very.
I forgot that both Cheryl and Homo Joe are little Baskin Robbins, like 31.
Yeah, flavors. I know. Flavor. This is. Mike, this is an excellent flavor. Very, very gooey. Anyway,
what is the number one gay beer?
I was trying to think of that. I think, Mike, you nailed it with Bush. Because lesbians love Bush.
Oh, no, but come on, really, not a gag answer.
No, I see a lot of Corona being with a little faggy lime in the top.
Yeah, Corona.
I see a lot of Bud Light. Bud Light shows up a lot of places, I tell you.
Bud Light. Interesting.
Bud Light. Okay, hold on. I want to make sure we get more of your tape in here. Hold on,
okay.
Please. We'll come back for questions. Let's now return to Cheryl the Big Dyke at the Gay Pride Parade.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Thank you.
Mike, we have a fan here that's a little bit shy. So tell me, what's your name? Just your first name.
Dave.
Dave?
The better name is Big Mama in D.C.
This is Big Mama. Big Mama, what does Pride Day mean to you?
Men, and more men, and more
Do you pitch or do you catch?
I'm very versatile, Dolly.
Now, everyone's today's been very versatile.
Well, I'm versatile, but I can ride on top or I can ride on the bottom.
Have you heard of Don and Mike?
Have I heard of them? They're a legend in this goddamn town. Of course I've heard of them.
Don and Mike love gays, don't they?
I think they are gay.
Freedom's really a man, is what I understand. Freedom's a man.
Freedom's a man.
Don and Mike are a gay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Listen, Don and Mike are so gay.
Is Rob A gay?
Rob A is very gay.
Hey, what do you think about that? Delightful.
That's
very nice.
He's real happy about it.
Rob's really not having a good day today. Someone won the contest.
Yeah. I know.
And Cheryl just had somebody say he's gay.
Yes, this is true.
Is Buzz gay?
Buzz is part gay.
Part gay.
Don and Mike, I'm here with some gay police officers. They're out, and they're gay, and it means a lot to us to have them here. Tell me, how does it feel to be an out officer? Come on, talk. He's a little nervous. He doesn't have a siren to play for you. Tell me, how does it feel to be out and gay as a police officer? Tell me how it feels to be out and gay as a police officer.
Stop right there. Keep your hands in the air.
I wonder if they're hesitant to talk. It sounds like it.
They're shy.
Pretty cool. I have no problems in D.C. Although most people don't know, I don't run around advertising it at work. But if they know, they know. If they don't, they know. I don't.
No, he's at home.
Do you like putting the handcuffs on the gay men?
No. I'd probably be a professional at all times.
So you professionally put... do you like putting men in handcuffs? These cops are shy.
Yeah.
I like frisking more.
Yeah. He likes frisking more.
Men in handcuffs?
When is Fez Wantley going to be on this day?
On that one.
That's a joke. He's getting married. We know that.
Yes, of course.
The highlights of the day for Gay Pride. It's the Gay Men's Chorus.
Oh,
are you
great.
Ready for some show tunes? Here we go.
All right, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Gay Pride with two hot, hot queer folks right standing in front of me. We have a drag king, and we have his hot partner here. Tell me what Gay Pride means to you.
For me, it means freedom when we're on stage performing and, you know, I'm a bio queen and, you know, he's the drag king. It just shows that gender isn't something that is fixed and that it's fluid and we can be whoever we want to be whenever we want to be, and that sexuality is something that should be appreciated and put forth in the community, and you should accept it and embrace it, and it's a wonderful experience for all.
And, you know, we've seen drag queens for years, and I'm talking to a drag king, and you dress up and you look like a hot when you're on stage. Tell me, what does it mean to you to be able to do that?
So now, this would be a woman who dressed like a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the drag king and who else? The bi queen?
I think that's what you said.
All right.
It's not unusual.
Are we waiting to hear from
the
drag
king? How proud of you to be a drag king?
I'm very proud.
You like getting up there and performing?
It's fun. Yes, yes.
We love watching you.
It's fun.
And you look so hot in a beard.
Thank you.
Hot in a beard.
Happy Gay Pride.
Happy Gay Pride to you.
I gotta ask Cheryl something.
Okay.
Did that lady have a beard?
She have a beard?
Hello?
Yeah, did she have a beard?
No. They're both women. One of the people performs as a drag king. So, and I do too, actually. Puts on a beard and dances on stage and lip syncs. This is his partner, who is a woman, all woman, and she is hotter than hot. She looks like Christina Aguilera. She's beautiful. And she performs with him in numbers. So she said she was a bio queen.
What is bio queen?
What is that?
She's biologically a woman. She's biologically a woman. She's not like a drag queen. She's a bio queen.
She's
a woman, and she performs.
Oh, okay, so she's just a regular gal.
Yeah, a regular lesbian, a regular dyke on stage.
Oh, but she is a lesbian also.
Oh, yes, she is, and I have had fantasies about her.
I have to tell you guys. Yeah.
I hate show tunes. I know, fag. I hate show tunes. but I put it on your tape because I know you have so many fag listeners that they would appreciate it.
Yeah, all Chicago. Right. I think they did. Absolutely.
All right, hold on. Let's hear a little bit more.
The drag king sounds shy.
No, actually, right. Here's what I think we're gonna do. Rob has got this thing timed out. We're only halfway through this thing.
Wow.
I believe, Rob, if we pick it up at this point tomorrow,
okay.
We're gonna, I know it goes against your sensibility, but I'm going to continue this into tomorrow.
It's fascinating.
So, Cheryl, this is without a doubt the best gay pride tape we've ever heard.
Yep.
And I am flattered.
I hope that doesn't crush Homo Joe somewhere.
Yeah, but this is pretty, you know, you hustled that day, and we appreciate it.
Yes, I did.
We really appreciate it.
I hustled for you because I love all you guys.
We love you too. So we'll part now. Go have gay sex and go have lesbian sex, and we'll meet again tomorrow to hear the rest of your tape.
Well, I would have gay sex, but you know I'm all worn out from the weekend with the blondes, so I'm gonna have to sleep tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. By the way, you guys are in our bed all the time. I'll tell you.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl.
Bye, Cheryl.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Lickety split.
Lickety split.
Bye bye. There she is. The tired and sore Cheryl the big guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Before we move on to the contest,
yes.
It's time for another Hillary Clinton moment.
Bring in the reader.
Joe. This is only going to be the last. This is the last day we do. Only got a couple more passages.
Okay.
From the Hillary Clinton book, Living History. Here now is Joe Ardinger to read Hillary moment. Number 5, as we have them picked out. Here is Joe Ardinger reading.
He's lost his place.
Reading from Hillary's book.
Number 5.
I think it's... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't open the book for you to the page that has the giant post-it note that says number 5 on it.
That's a 5.
There you go.
The thinker.
Number 5.
Dare to compete, Mrs. Clinton, she said. Dare to compete...
What?
Her comments.
Do you want to start that one again?
No, let it go, Mike.
All right. So much so that I left the event and began to think. Could I be afraid to do something I had urged countless other women to do? Why am I vacillating about taking on this race? Why aren't I thinking more seriously about it? Maybe I should dare to compete. The encouragement from Sophia Tati and so many others reminded me of a scene in one of my favorite movies, A League of Their Own. The star of a woman's professional baseball team, played by Gina Davis, wants to leave the team before the season ends to return home with her husband. When the team's coach, played by Tom Hanks, challenges her decision, she says, "It just got too hard." Hanks replies, "It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The heart is what makes it great." After years as a political spouse, I had no idea whether I could step from the sidelines into that arena. But I began to think that I might enjoy an independent role in politics. All over the United States and in scores of countries, I had spoken out about the importance of women participating in politics and government, seeking elective office and using the power of their own voices to shape public policy and chart the nation's futures. How could I pass up an opportunity to do the same?
There you go.
Yeah, way to end strong, Joe.
Why buy the book?
Yeah.
Right.
You're hearing the best parts right here.
Mm-hmm.
That is so dramatic.
Hillary Rodham Clinton, Living History, is read by Joe Ardinger. Thank you, Joden.
V.I. Ardinger. Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Joe. Now, 5:09, we've got money to give away for Father's Day, and I'm proud to tell you this is not sponsored money. This is money from our limited promotional budget.
From our family to your family.
$1,000 right now. Father's Day's coming this weekend. I know this game is like all the other games, but frankly, it's the one game that we all love the best. What my dad doesn't know won't hurt him.
This is so good for families to come clean with your deep, dark secrets.
You call in with something that your dad doesn't know. And then we select the one that we think is the worthiest, the juiciest, if you will. And we call your dad up and we make your dad tell him what it is that he doesn't know. Now, it could have been something that happened yesterday. It could have been something that happened a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, hell, a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, we'll be the judge of which one is the best. And then we will call your dad. And really, if it's juicy, normally you have to give your dad a little of the cash.
Yeah, well, that,
but you don't have to.
It's up to you. You win $1,000. when we call your dad. Our phone number, 877-365-3636. Remember, we will be calling your dad if we select your call.
So be ready for that.
And you should also know if you're selected and we call your dad, all we do is call and say, would you like to go on the air? Then you have to do all the talking.
It's your dirty work.
I mean, it's not the big lie.
And our crap detectors are also very razor sharp on this one.
It's not the big lie, but it's close enough. It's our favorite game to play.
Yeah, right.
And right now, all over America, Walmarts are spilling open, and the Kmart's blue lights are breaking. And
people are running to their trailers.
Trailer parks are being tumbled like it's a tornado, but they're climbing up telephone poles to get an operator to get a line to call because we're playing what my pappy doesn't know won't hurt him. And our phone number is 877-365-3636. We'll see what you've got for us today. Cash prize of $1,000. We'll start going through your calls when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you in the mafia?
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it. Organized crime.
That's total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with warrants. I've seen you going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusimano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusimano kids ever find $50,000 in Krugerrands and a .45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in a waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate it.
Fine.
There's no mafia.
The Don and Mike Show. Huzzah! The Don and Mike Show.
All right. I'm 22. I'm hearing the Don and Mike Show on the soon-to-be Don and Mike Network. 106.7 WJFK FM Washington. Live 105.7 Baltimore. 94 WISP Philadelphia. 96 Rock in Ocean City. Tomorrow on the show, Brett Butler.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. A can of tuna fish under each of her breasts.
She must be doing the stand-up circuit again. She hasn't written a book, has she?
No.
No, she wrote a book when she was, like, all coked up and pilled up.
She had a really, like, rough ride when she became famous.
And she is so unfamous, she's actually coming on in the studio, coming on the show in studio tomorrow.
I'd be interested to talk to her. I think she's funny.
Plus, tomorrow, let me see, finally, I think we're going to have our 100th Bob Hope is not dead yet tribute show. And Friday on the show, everybody loves the wrestler, Mick Foley. Mankind.
All right.
I love having Mankind on the show. I know you do too. He's a great guest and a good guy.
And he's got a few coins to rub together.
He does. He's on everything. I don't know what he was on the other night. It was, again, something that had to do with wrestling, but not really. It was like one of these extreme video shows.
Is he wrestling anymore? I don't think he is.
No, I think he's just a commentator now. I don't know. I watched a couple of seconds. I promise we'll get right to your calls with the dads thing here. I watched a couple of seconds of what I thought was interesting. Was it Monday night? The Crocodile Hunter Live? Because I like Steve Irwin. I haven't burned on him yet.
My kids love his movie.
And I found it interesting that he was doing the thing live.
Live.
And you know, it's one thing when you're watching it on tape and you know that everything's going to be safe.
Right.
But really, the aspect of him jumping into these pools and like prying the alligator's mouth open, it works for me.
I like it best when he's working with the dangerous, poisonous snakes. I mean, I've never seen anybody that handles snakes like he does.
And the game is going to be on tonight, and I'm going to watch that. It's like 8:30, which is okay with me. That's a good starting time. And just please listen. I know the matchup sucks. I know nobody really likes the Spurs and nobody really likes the Nets, but you can do one thing to make the game absolutely more watchable.
Mm.
Don't have anybody on at halftime. It ain't the Super Bowl. There's seven games. You don't need to have... For game one, they had Lisa Marie on, Lisa Marie Presley.
Right.
Game one in San Antonio. She came out, she sang... She got, like, lukewarm half booze, half applause. From him. The other night, it was Jewel. Now, I have no problem with the way Jewel looks these days.
Oh, and I like the career turn Jewel has taken.
That she has really cleaned herself up, and she's going for the I'm a whore image, and it's great. But she lip-syncs the song that's out now, and she does a bad job of it.
That's not good.
And then while she's still all tricked up, she's wearing her whore clothes. For the second number, she sits down on a stool like she's still a folk singer, and she does one of her folk songs.
Right.
And it just, it doesn't work. I mean, you're in an NBA game.
Yeah.
Who brings Jewel for halftime?
How many roads must a man walk down? We'll be back to the second half of the game. Before you can call him a man.
The other thing about the NBA Finals, if somebody would please bring a BB game, a BB gun to the game tonight, just use a rubber bullet, nothing that's really going to hurt him. Just shoot Stuart Scott. Because he's on the...
Booyah!
He's on the sidelines.
Booyah!
And he's annoying enough during SportsCenter. But when they go to him during the game, when the guys are actually playing, and he's starting with a whole... Booyah! And the daddy and the blah, blah, blah. Just shut up. Just shut up.
And he's one of the people in that club of take themselves too seriously.
Oh, absolutely. Stuart Scott and I, which I had a tape of the game the other night when he was speaking about himself in third
person. Oh, God, he's an ass.
While he was on the sidelines saying, that's not something that Stu Scott would do.
You want to make a couple of enemies real fast? Come on our show live and take yourself seriously.
Yeah. And during the finals game, the other Sunday night, I guess it was, Sunday night, Spurs and New Jersey, while he was talking on the sidelines about the game, ostensibly about the game, about what was happening, he promoted the fact, and yo, look for me and my dog, Tiger Woods, in the brand new ESPN commercial.
Booyah!
Which will debut, dog, Sunday, right after this game on SportsCenter.
That is beyond full of himself.
You know, it's one thing they want to...
It's not Jerry Lewis or Larry King anymore. It's Stuart Scott.
You know, they want to promote. I understand the synergy thing. ABC owns ESPN.
Right.
They want to promote SportsCenter. They got a commercial with Tiger Woods. That's great. Just please shut up, Stuart Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut up. I don't even mind the fact that you're on SportsCenter, but now you're out of the world of Channel 206. Now you're on a regular channel.
Right.
And you're up and down the sidelines. I mean, it's worse than when Ahmad Rashad lived in Michael Jordan's rectum.
You know, really, when you analyze it, I think one of the worst things that ever happened to sports coverage, as much as I used to love ESPN when it was, when it was peaking, I think the worst thing that ever happened to sports coverage was making these guys into these... icons and with where the jargon has to replace the highlight. I mean, somewhere along the line, sports themselves lost interest and they start doing their goofy slang copywriting, which isn't really funny.
It worked with Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann because they were making fun of sports, but they did it in a low-key way. The thing that Dan Patrick said that I still love to this day, as he was talking about some guy in the disabled list, he says, he's day-to-day. And he looks right in the camera and he goes, but aren't we all?
I mean,
that's funny. That's what I want.
That's what I want, too. And they don't do it anymore. I mean, what you get is, like, all this crap. And they're not trying to be funny. You know, I mean, they really aren't trying to be funny. And I don't understand why.
I disagree. They're trying too hard to be funny.
They're trying too hard to be... It's almost not funny. They're trying to be clever, and it's a waste of time. It
and
really
just one
is.
More thing, briefly, and I promise to get to the game. If you're going to watch the finals tonight, when you listen to Bill Walton, think of Andre the Giant and the Princess Bride.
I'll see you later. He's a guy that really did that. I think they have to really try harder.
Just wiggle your finger.
Wiggle your finger. Yeah, here we go. Okay, let's get back to the game now. This is quite a game we're having right now.
The nuttiest.
You know what I'd like to see SportsCenter do, too?
What?
On every SportsCenter, I think at maybe twice or three times during SportsCenter, just give everything rapid fire. Give a 60-second... For those of us that actually don't like the crawl, that want to actually see or hear...
No, you can't live without the crawl now.
Well,
the crawl's everywhere.
The crawl's everywhere, but I'd rather have them just really rap, go through all the scores, because, I mean, that's what we all really watch it for.
Do you know, when I was watching NASCAR this weekend, there was an ad, I think it's been out a couple of weeks, it made me laugh out loud. I remember the product name, it's Valvoline, and it was during a break in the race, and here's the premise of the ad. They're covering the NASCAR race, and they say, let's look at the number 48 car, the Valvoline car. And then they put up on the screen, they say, let's check the tachometer. And so in one corner of the screen, as the car starts to be obstructed, you see the Valvoline tachometer. Let's see his fuel tank. Then in the other corner of the screen, you see the fuel tank, which of course has the Valvoline logo.
Right.
And it says, let's see his position in the race. And another part of the screen becomes blanked out. Then they go, now let's see how he's doing on pit stops. And eventually, they've got six graphics on the screen while they're running a crawl on the top with a running order, and while the Valvoline logo is in the top,
That's great. You can
barely see the car. And then, while I'm really just fall onto the floor laughing, the tagline is, and we want to thank the Valvoline blimps for supplying us with this aerial shot, and it's a picture of about 20 blimps up in the sky. Now, that's good.
Yeah. That's clever.
That's making
that's funny, funny, clever.
That's making fun of all the crap that's on TV. But anyway, Father's Day.
Yes.
This weekend, most confusing day in Buzz's neighborhood.
Yes, same.
Father's Day.
Yes, it is.
So what doesn't your dad, what doesn't your pappy know? Let's see if we can find a call worthy of us calling the dad and telling the dad. And we pay $1,000 if you come clean on it.
Wow.
But the fun part of this is going through and dissecting the calls. And as Mike mentioned, crap detectors are on the ready.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Chris.
Chris, what is it that your dad doesn't know?
My dad does not know as the woman that he cheated on my mother with, his secretary, I slept with her about 8 months ago, and she's going to be having my child.
Well, you know, that's juicy, but generally we stay away from infidelities.
I believe there was an agenda with young Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, though, Chris. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Sam.
Sam, what is it your dad doesn't know?
That I am gay.
Now, right there. Hello.
Hey, wait, hold on. Talk to us for a minute.
Okay. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Where are you from?
Sacramento, California.
What do you like to do?
What do I like to do? Bowl, work, hang out with my friends.
Rob, are you giving me the crap detector look?
No, I'm just...
That was the Sacramento look.
Sacramento reaction, I think.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie of all time?
Don't answer her question with a question, please.
Okay. It has to be Ernest Saves Christmas.
What do you like best about gay sex?
Being the bottom. Okay. Which means
that... Yeah. No, he's BSing us.
Anyway. Both Mike and Rob don't think you're gay.
I think he's gay. I think he might be gay, but I don't know. Hit tinky. We got to keep him probably on the line, but it's kind of...
I will keep you on the line. And somehow you're gay and you fooled your dad. Your dad doesn't know?
Well, yeah, I don't live with my dad. I've been living with my dad for like 8 years, but I see him every week because of a divorce thing, and my son needs rides over there, so I take him over there. Whenever I see him, I take him, and he has never said anything. I've never done anything to.
Do you think he suspects?
I don't think he suspects. There's no. We talk about girls all the time, and when we go out, we talk about how they look and all that stuff.
All right, hold on a second.
What is your name again?
Sam.
Sam. All right, hold on. Hold on a second, Sam. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Hello?
Come on now, hello?
Oh, sorry, missed your chance. Hello, Don and Mike, who's this?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Sue.
Sue, what is it your dad doesn't know, Sue?
My dad doesn't know that I had a letter printed in Penthouse in the fall of 96.
Right. That's
good too.
That's not necessarily earth-shattering, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, he knows a lot about me. He's the guy that raised me and has always been there for me, so...
Could we maybe get a little gist of the letter?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Yeah. Remember, this is a family show, but
Oh, delicious. Delicious. A girlfriend of mine, I was living in another part of the country. I'm in D.C. now.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was... very close with this incredibly beautiful woman with huge breasts and just like a total hottie. And her boyfriend was this decathlete. And we went out drinking one night, excuse me, and she pulled me into the bathroom and started kissing me and rubbing on me. And they ended up taking me home and doing me and doing me. Oh, my
Uh-oh.
God. It was, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's happening.
I don't want to hear about it.
It's happening right now.
I hope my dad is not listening right now.
Well, you know, if you win, we're going to call your dad. You know that.
I've got some Miracle-Grow in my pants right now.
Whoa. I love you guys so much.
Just
I'm
go
so
away
with
to
be on with you.
So your letter was based on a true life experience?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You little... Yes, otherwise I wouldn't have taken the time to write the letter and have it published.
A lot of people do.
You little whore. Hold on a second.
Now, what happened
God,
to the...
that laugh.
Yeah. What happened to the gay guy? He's gone.
Yeah, he was BSing us anyway.
He fell off the screen. Okay, hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Robert.
Robert, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, when I was about 15, we had a bad ice storm, and I went outside to my mom's car that was about 6 months old. And it had a layer of ice on it, so I wanted to be nice enough to break it all off. But I took the opposite end of the scraper and started pounding the ice. And I left these huge craters in the car all over it. And my dad came out and he said, what happened? I was like, well, I think we had a hailstorm. And he had to go through the insurance and get a claim.
All right. Don't worry about it. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, my dad used to have a lime green B210, and I used to steal it on a habitual basis from the age of 13 to 16 because he put me in a room with a sliding glass door.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Was that guy saying he put him in, like, his bedroom had a sliding glass door on it
yeah,
so he could see them?
It was for easy escape, so he could sneak out.
Yeah.
Oh, not a great story.
Hello.
But...
this is Toby.
Toby, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, my junior year of college... I got arrested for transporting 3 pounds of marijuana, and I knew I was in trouble, so I told them that I had got accepted for a year to the London School of Economics, and the tuition was 20 grand. So they cut me the check to allegedly go to college, and when in fact I did 6 months in Chico.
Wow.
Now that's a pretty good one. I'm afraid that we're going to have to ask questions here. So that the crap detector doesn't go off. For instance,
yeah.
Didn't your dad ask for any kind of paperwork after you had allegedly been to this foreign school for a year?
Well, that was the thing. He didn't, because when I was in undergrad, he would give me the money for all my tuitions and such, and I would just show him my transcripts after end of...
Doesn't work that way.
How would you correspond...
Rob, am I right? It doesn't work that way.
How would you correspond with him while you were in prison?
When I was in Chico, it was through email. But the reason I had to go overseas to go to college...
You're
going to
find this out very soon, to the best of my knowledge. It doesn't. You don't hand your kid the tuition money and have your kid pay it. You get bills.
Well, I had a checking account that he would dump the money into, and I would pay my rent, my...
No way.
I guess saying no way.
No, there's no way. It doesn't work that way.
Well, that's the way it works for my family.
All right. Sorry.
No, I mean, you'll find, I mean, when you're paying the bill for your kid's college,
right?
They're not going to say, hey, listen, I'm going to put it in a paper bag or drop it into Bart's checking account.
No, I understand what
so
you're
he can
saying.
Write the checks to Clemson.
No, you're right.
It doesn't happen that
way. I understand
way.
What you're saying. Right. Although I want to say, on the other hand, maybe there are some effed up parents who do just say, I'm going to give you the money and pay the bill.
Yeah.
I think the bills have to come to the parents.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Patty.
Hi, Patty. What doesn't your dad know?
Okay, when I was 15 years old, I have a brother that's 2 years older than me. I let him take the heat for me for stolen condoms out of my father's drawer. He tried to plead his case with my father. He said, I'm telling you, Patty did it. He said, I swear to God, Dad did it, because he was going to get punished. He did get punished and everything. And my dad's like, no,
quit the bowl, blah, 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 you did it, and da, 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 how dare you blame it on, what, are you going to blame it on your younger sister, then blah, blah, blah. I was like...
And you stole the condoms. My one question would be, how old were you when you stole the condoms?
I was 15.
And what did you steal the condoms for?
Mike.
Well...
What do you think?
Well, Mike, to make, you know, those twisty puppets.
No, come on. You
stole them. I swear to God, I was making those twisty little puppets.
No, you stole them to bang your boyfriend, right?
No, I stole them so my boyfriend could bang me.
Okay, hold on. If we select you,
stole condoms and made her brother take the fall.
You'll have to tell your dad that as well.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, this is Josh.
Josh, what doesn't your dad know?
My dad doesn't know that I set him up because he's such an ass, and he got a warrant violation and had to go to jail.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, I was in eighth grade, and I was being the normal snoop, going through all my dad's stuff, and I happened to go into his closet, and I found a rubber blow-up doll. And on a weekly basis, I was testing it out and putting it back.
Wow.
That's true. That's pretty good. So you had sex with your dad's blow-up doll.
Hey, I was a teenager, just 13 years old, yeah. But it made good practice.
I got to say, that's a finalist.
That sure is.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second.
That sure is.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this, please?
This is Pete.
Pete, what doesn't your dad know?
Well, he doesn't know that I've been taking money out of his bank account to go gamble at the new casino here in Sacramento.
Sorry, not thick enough. I mean, not that I don't believe it. But,
yeah, right.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Chris?
Chris, what part of Sacramento are you calling from?
John. James.
Anyone. Whoever's on the line.
Jesse. I'm just saying names now. I'm not really just... Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
James.
James. Hey, I found a James.
Hey. James.
James, what doesn't your dad know?
My dad doesn't know that when I was in the military and I went over to South Korea, Pohang, I had sex with three hookers. And that's the only place I've ever had sex with hookers. Never in the USA.
Now, listen, son, don't forget about me. And the grateful nation thanks you. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Jeff.
What is it your dad doesn't know, Jeff?
I was searching around his room, and I found a double-ended dildo.
And?
That was it. I know, it's bad.
Yeah, you have to be like Mike. Well, yeah. You would have had to use it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This Tank.
Who?
Tank. T-A-N-K.
Tank, what is it that your dad doesn't know, Tank?
Years ago, my little sister was playing in my father and my stepmother's room, and she opened one of his nightstands on the side of his bed. So when I looked inside while it was open, I saw pictures. So I pulled the pictures out, and it actually happened to be pictures of my father and stepmother in compromising positions.
Oh, nude photos, Tank.
Nude photos. Oh.
Nude photos. Well, you know. Sorry, not thick enough.
It ain't a blow up doll.
Don and Mike. Hello. Sure ain't. Hi, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, what is it your dad doesn't know?
About a year ago, my wife and myself and my son had to move out of our townhouse. We had to sell it because we were running into money problems with credit cards and so forth.
Sure.
Well, we had taken a second mortgage out, but when we sold the townhouse, we ended up on the bottom end of the second mortgage. We didn't have enough to pay it off, so him and mom leave us a loan when we moved in with them to pay off the second mortgage.
Okay.
And right now we're building a new home to move into, and we haven't paid them back yet. But when we moved in, they told us no major purchases. Well, last weekend, I went out, myself and my wife, with a credit card we had gotten from one of our old accounts, and we bought a plasma television and a surround sound system to go in the new house.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Lovely that you're screwing your parents like that.
No blow-up doll. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, what is it the dad doesn't know?
Well, basically, my brother told me that he found my father in the bathroom with another guy.
Wow. So your brother told you that he found your dad in the bathroom with another guy?
Yes.
And you want to tell your dad?
What's the secret? What does your father not know?
The thing is, I think he's gay, but he won't admit it. But now, since my brother told me that, Now I knew it. Why else would he be in the bathroom with another guy?
I think he wonder if he knows his daughter's a little challenged.
Don't worry about that. We'll try one more, and then we got to break and try to pick one of these. I'm telling you. Oh, Mike, what was the guy's name with the blow-up doll?
We got Sue, who was just sexy and had a letter printed in Penthouse. We enjoyed her.
Yeah.
Then we had Patty, who
stole condoms.
And then we had Mike, who found a rubber blow-up doll.
Damn, I still got that guy. Is this Mike with the rubber blow-up doll?
Yes, it is.
All right, hold on, Mike. He's got to be my first choice.
Yeah. He absolutely is the first choice.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oops. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I've got a great one for Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
My name is Bethany.
Bethany, what is it your dad doesn't know?
My dad doesn't know that my fiancé and I are planning to move our wedding up from April until August, this August. And he didn't approve of the engagement to begin with.
Shocking.
Thank you, but no thank you. Listen, right now we're going to go. Our lead story that is in front of everybody else is
Mike, who found the rubber blow-up doll in his father's dresser, used it and returned it on a regular basis
for years. And let me make sure on that. Mike, how many years did you have sex with the blow-up doll?
It was pretty much only throughout the 8th grade.
Only through 8th grade? Can you give us a guesstimate as to how many times you violated the rubber blow-up doll?
Probably about anywhere from 20 to 40.
Did you do it to completion?
Oh, yeah.
Would you clean it up afterwards?
The best that a 12-year-old kid could.
Oh, man.
Okay, hold on. If you think you got one better, you can call us. But good luck.
Yeah,
right.
I think we got a winner there.
Tough to beat that one.
877, if you pardon the pun. 877-365-3636. This is the Don and Mike Radio Network. WJFK FM, Live 105. WYSB, 96 Rockets. 547, and we'll be back to end this saga right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Galen has a sweet heavenly voice, like Urkel. And he appears every Friday night, like Urkel.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass. I mean, Simpson.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're extra smart because they've got extra brain juice. Don and Mike.
Hey, 5:57. But there's the same everywhere tonight. Rain low in the 60s, rain high in the 80s tomorrow. Temps right now, D.C., 87. Jesus. I mean, who cares that it's not really great? It's 87.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Baltimore, very close, 86. Philadelphia, 84. Ocean City, it's 82.
I heard 60s by this weekend, though.
And rain.
Mm-hmm.
Here on the Don and Mike Network. The soon-to-be Don and Mike Network. WJFK FM. Live 105. WISB. And 96 Rock. You're minutes away, incidentally, from, sad to say, the last Joe Ardinger Hillary Clinton reading.
No.
Well, we only found 6 parts in the book that were worth reading.
Yeah, but there is a ray of sunshine. There will be other books.
Yeah.
Other more difficult books.
This was a difficult one for Joe.
Well, I'd kind of like to hear him read textbooks.
We're ready for What My Daddy Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him for $1,000. Oh, and I know we were, the show was just as gay as lubricant today.
Yep.
We read Craig Wilson. Not worth our time today.
Not giving anything today.
Yeah. And you know, we got a column ready to go. We were going to play the fake or real game.
Right.
Yeah, we can wait.
All right, very good.
We can wait. Because we had
so much gay stuff today on the show.
Isn't it great? And we're going to have a little more gay tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Finish up with the Cheryl tapes.
Very good.
Mike? It's Natalie on the line. Hi, Mike. Where are you from?
Hey, yeah, I gave you guys the wrong number. I messed up by one number.
All right, hold on a second. Just tell us which number was it? First part or last part?
The second number and the last part should be an 8.
The second number and the last part should be an 8.
So it ends 8-8.
So it ends 8-8?
No, 0-8 it will end. Yeah.
What, you told us it ends 0-8. Does it end 8-8?
Uh-huh.
No, he said the second.
No, it will end.
Wait, hold.
Can I just say the last four numbers? 3808.
3-8-0. Okay, we got it.
That makes sense.
Beautiful. And Mike, where are you calling from?
I'm up there in Bremerton, Washington.
Beautiful. All right, enjoy the show while you got it. We're going to call your dad. Now, your dad's name is?
Mike.
Okay. Mike, your crap detector is going off, but it's entirely possible it was just a dumb mistake.
Yep. All right, let's see what happens.
Bobby, you got the, you're dialing up.
I predict a young-sounding death.
Well, if we're being kidded,
we'll find out.
We've got other people.
No.
Ringing. Now, he did say his dad might be sleeping.
I'm looking for Mike. Hi, Mike. This is Rob from the Don and Mike Show. We have your son, Mike, on the phone with us, and he has won a radio contest. But we need you to come on the air with us so he can claim his prize. Can we put you on the air? Okay, cool. Hang on. When you hear the voices, you'll be on the air. There we go.
Okay. There we go. Now, here is the dad. Hello. His name is Mike, too?
Mike. Yes. Yeah, too, Mike.
Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay.
How are you, Mike?
Have a sleep. I'm a graveyard person. Otherwise, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing very well, thanks. We got Father's Day weekend coming up. We have your son, Mike, on the line with us. Can you tell us a little about your son before we put him on the show? What makes him a good son?
Oh, he's just an all-around good son. He's 31 years old, and we've been buds for a long time.
And how old would you be, sir?
Oh, about 20 years older than him, about on the 51 range.
So what year were you born, if you don't mind me asking?
In 51.
1951.
51 and 51 would make 2002.
Where are you broadcasting from?
From Washington, D.C.
Washington where?
D.C.
Our nation's capital.
Oh, really?
We're just trying to find out if you're really Mike's dad, or if you're one of his friends, pretending to be his dad.
Yeah, right. Well, talk to me.
I don't know. We just...
All right, let's see how it plays out. Let's bring the son in. This is not an inquisition.
No,
about
not an inquisition
you.
At all. We're playing a game called What My Father Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him, and when Mike tells you what you don't know, he's going to win a prize.
And now here is Mike... Talking
Hello,
to the
Dad.
Guy, talking to the guy he's claiming hey. Is his dad. So here you go. Mike?
I'm the guy that claims to be your dad.
Hi, Dad.
All right, that's good.
Well, let's see. Remember, honesty is the best policy, right?
Yeah, you're going to pay for this waking me up while I'm sleeping.
I'm sorry, I'll buy you dinner, come down and visit you. Anyway, remember in eighth grade I was quite a bit of a troublemaker, correct?
Yeah?
Well, here's something you don't know what I did. Remember, we're anonymous, so our names are okay. People don't know us.
There are no last names.
No last Mike, names on this game.
Mike yeah. Sr., there have been no last names.
So we're anonymous, Dad. I was going snooping through your closet one day, and I happened to come upon a box, and it had red hair, and I picked it out, and it was a blow-up doll. And I actually had fun with it quite a few times during the eighth grade.
Mike Sr.?
Hello.
Hi, Dad.
Mike Sr.?
Dad?
Hello, Mike Sr.
That's weird.
I think he's pissed.
All right, hold on. We'll recall him.
Hold on, we'll redial.
Off there.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Robbie?
You want to call him?
Yeah.
Bottom number there.
Would you dial it up for me, please? Not that I don't trust you, but... a little better if I do the speaking here.
Sure.
Because kind of sometimes Rob's assertive enough.
Well, let's see if he wants if we get disconnected or if he doesn't want to have anything to do with this, which is my guess.
Give me when it's ringing.
It's kind of a weird segment here.
Yeah, I think it gives it credibility. We haven't had a reaction like that before.
Yeah. Right. Hold on, it's ringing. There's one ring. Two rings. Now, did you think it was the guy's dad?
I did at the end. I thought it was the dad. It came around.
Hello? Now it's the message.
Yeah.
It sure to sound like an old guy on the message.
Okay. I think that, well, you know what? He's a winner.
Hold on.
A little embarrassed.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Oh, hold on. Let me get there. Hey, Mike? Mike?
Yeah?
You're on your dad's answering machine right now.
Okay. Hey, Dad. Remember, this has happened a long time ago. There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, people don't know who we are, and I'm coming clean. If we're something that was worth coming clean to, I know you're probably really pissed off and upset with me right now. But
Mike, just to make sure your dad totally understands, how old were you?
I was 12. Eighth grade, Dad.
You were in eighth grade, and you found a box that had a rubber blow-up girl, and you had sex with this blow-up girl how many times?
Quite a lot of few times, probably about 20 or 30.
20 or 30 times.
And you,
I'm sorry, Dad, but I was a little dumb punk kid, you know, young, dumb, full of sea.
Wow.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Well, and then I guess say goodbye because you're on your dad's answering machine.
And tell him you want money and maybe you'll give him some.
Dad, yeah. I love you. Sorry.
Are you going to give him some of the money?
If he wants to not be so upset, yeah, I'll kick him in.
All right, very good.
Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, and tell your dad happy Father's Day.
Dad, happy Father's Day. I'll talk to you on Sunday, too.
Very good.
Well, Mike, you've won. You're the winner. You won $1,000.
Wow.
You know, we didn't really get the payoff, but I do believe that the dad
I believe it was sincere, and, you know, you'll have to, Mike, give us an update. Hope you make everything right.
Does your dad have a lady friend to this day?
Off and on.
Yeah. Let me see if he picks up now.
Yeah.
Do-do-do. God damn it.
Those big monkey fingers. The silence was kind of a payoff, just a different kind.
I believe so, just a weird one, kind of oogie.
Right.
And then, I think he doesn't really want to talk to me for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a really private person who gets embarrassed.
The area code, I got it. The area code is...
So we'll find, you know, I mean, it's going to be up to Mike to make this right. Were you surprised at the reaction?
I knew he was going to be a little upset, but I thought he might kind of laugh a little bit at it, you know.
All right, hold on. It's ringing now. Hold on a second. Right, let me pick it up now and see if he says anything. All right, there's two rings, three rings. Oh, I dialed the wrong number. God, I'm stupid.
He sounded so deflated. So, Mike, what are you going to do about this?
Had quite the blow-up with your dad, huh?
Maybe you have to give him the whole money. All of it.
Buy him a better doll. I'm dialing now. I'm on the second ring.
Okay.
And, Mike, pick this up. I'm on line six.
Okay.
Pick it up so you can hear the message, because you'll hear it's an old man voice.
Oh, yeah. It tells his phone number.
All right. Which one are you on?
Six.
Yeah, that's an old guy.
Old man voice?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Hey, Mike?
Hey, yeah.
Hello? No, Mike Sr.? This is Don from the Don and Mike Show. You're not on the air right now. Would you pick up, please? Would you pick up, please? Sir? he just hung up.
Just gone.
He hung up.
You'll have to deal with that, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah. He's dealt with me in the past.
Well, you know, you'll have to make it right. Let us know how it goes.
I'll come down and visit him. That'll make it right.
Enjoy your money. Oh, that'll make it right.
Right. Ain't that big a deal, really, when you think about it. It's just funny.
A little embarrassed, I think, Dad.
Embarrassing for the dad. All right,
and the kid's the one that had sex with it 20 times.
How do you know the dad didn't?
You don't know. Yeah. Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
I mean, why else would Dad have the doll?
Yeah, really. I used to like to have one just for high occupancy vehicles.
Thank you, my friend. Hold the line, please, and enjoy your $1,000. Wow, that was
interesting.
That was a weird one.
Yeah.
A
boogie. Yeah.
I mean, they're not always yelling and screaming.
Right. And I think my crap detector might have been in error.
Hey, Dad, I was in your closet. I found the box with the blow-up girl.
Right.
Had sex with it.
That was his girl. That was Dad's girl.
Click.
Right.
Keep in mind that I do believe that Dad was sleeping, that he works the night shift.
Yeah, absolutely.
What the hell?
We'll find out.
Happy Father's Day.
I hope Mike gives us an update.
Yeah.
This is the best balloon ever.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, the company that's bringing you the Hulk says the movie doesn't suck.
Oh, and you know, it's a great thing Rob just wrote me a joke. Mike, I like you, my girlfriend Hindenburg. That's a good joke, Robbie. I got some theories on that because they are advertising the F out of it right
now. They are, yeah, they are,
and they're overdoing the advertising to the point where it makes you wonder how good the movie is. Okay, so. Hulk stuff coming. Oh, we got it right here?
Yeah, in the next break.
Run it first in the next set.
Okay.
Run it first. It's 10 after 6, so we'll be back shortly. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. Hey, you got DNA in my balloon.
You got balloon in my DNA.
I know. At all. Sorry. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The writing is delicious. The Don and Mike Show.
Heard every day on 106.7 WJFK FM in D.C. and Baltimore. Live 105.7 FM in Philly. 94. WYSB. WYSB.
Now get me Sabian!
Right, there he is. Ocean City on 96 Rock. 621, time for Buzz. Brought to you by Vernac Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It's Dr. DeVella.
Someone call for a doctor?
Clinically tested Vermax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Vermax, 1-888, try VMAX. Oh, Buzz?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Jordan?
Joe.
Oh, Joe. Almost forgot. We have one last passage.
You can't miss this.
We have one last one, right?
Yes. It sort of ties it all together.
One last passage.
Chapter passage 6.
Passage 6. And now with the final passage from the Hillary Rodham Clinton book. We bought it, so you don't have to. Here is Joe Ardinger.
Bill thanked everyone who had stuck by him and promised not to give up. He would serve, he said, until the last hour of the last day of my term. It was a peculiarly upbeat gathering, given the terrible event that had just occurred, and I was grateful for the public testimonial to Bill. But I was working hard to contain the pain I felt gathering in my back. By the time the event had ended, and I walked back to the residence, I could hardly stand. The timing was very bad, because it was Christmas season, and impeachment or no impeachment, the White House was hosting receptions day and night, and that meant standing in receiving lines for hours. I survived a few of them, but soon I was flat on my back and unable to move, the casualty of accumulated tension and, as it turned out, footwear. One of the White House physicians who examined me called in physical therapist from the Navy. After the Navy therapist examined me, he asked, "Ma'am, have you been wearing high heels a lot lately?" "Yes." "Ma'am," he said, "you shouldn't wear high heels again." "Never?" "Well, yes, never." He looked at me curiously and asked, "With all due respect, ma'am, why would you want to?"
Very good, Joe. I think that was the best reading yet.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, fabulous job.
What we've done is summarize the book. We've had Joe read you the best parts of Hillary Rodham Clinton's book, Living History. So, anybody want it before I toss it?
There you go, Mike.
Thank you.
Save the listeners $30 each.
And I know a lot of you have called, and everybody, from what Lisa and Charlie were telling me, the phone response, the fax response is great.
Good.
I think we're on to something good. I don't want to run it into the ground. I think perhaps in the next month, I've already selected another book.
How about the Joe Club?
Well, he's going to be reading from my favorite book in coming weeks, a book you may have heard of, the Bible.
There you go. Good.
And now here is Buzz with the news and the comments.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well,
as with a lot of recent movies, The Hulk is already out there on the internet. That in itself makes Universal Pictures very unhappy. But the studio's even more upset that people who've seen the internet version think it sucks. Universal says it does not. The studio says the internet version is a rough cut, not meant to be seen by the public. But the people who've seen it say the problem's not the editing. They say the problem is cheesy computer-generated special effects, which would include the Hulk himself.
Listen, am I totally in agreement? And I read something with Ang Lee.
What up, my yellow brothers? King's in the house!
You know, he's the director.
Delector.
Right. So, the delector. So, I read something with him saying that the ad that they ran during the Super Bowl was something that the studio insisted on slapping together,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have the right CGI, and it did look cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just in the theater this past weekend with Bart. We saw Too Fast, Too Furious, and they had an updated ad for Hulk.
Mm-hmm. The trailer, right?
Yeah, the trailer, where they show much more of it.
Yes.
And all I can say is, it's so effing phony.
Oh, really?
It looks so phony. The thing that made Spider-Man great and Daredevil passable and Batman and Superman and X-Men was that
they're real guys.
They looked real. In the comic book.
And why didn't you get a bodybuilder?
That's exactly where I'm going.
I mean, they had it right with Lou Ferrigno.
Right. In the comic book, Hulk wasn't 20 feet tall.
Right.
Hulk didn't run around like Godzilla,
right,
swatting airplanes and helicopters out of the sky.
Right.
Bruce Banner would get to be, and I'm imagining from the comic books, like maybe 7 feet tall.
Right. Right.
If you see the ad, he's like 20 feet tall.
And he looks, he's out of proportion. He looks like a, you know, like a doll.
And it's so fake.
You know, it's funny, when Universal, before they even released the first trailer, said, when we release this trailer, you're not going to see very much Hulk in it because we don't want to give too much away. Was it that now in retrospect, or did they just not want us to see the Hulk that we ended up with?
As the father of two small kids, mm-hmm. thanks a lot for, you know, giving it the rating where I can't take anybody under 13.
And, really,
if you're going to make a dumb superhero movie, you know, make it so kids can go see it.
And not only have they come out with this thing saying, you know, we want to keep him under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk, the character, is so commercialized already.
Oh, I went to Toys R Us getting my daughter's birthday presents. You know, they have the Hulk fists.
Yeah, oh, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're cool, the big green fists.
Yeah, they're very, very cool.
Check out the ads like Got Milk.
I didn't buy them in fear that my daughters would beat each other to death.
Yeah. Hulk has already done Got Milk ads. When I was in 7-Eleven last night, they have Hulk cotton candy.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst thing than that, though, Hulk chocolate syrup from Hershey's that's green. You've never seen anything disgusting until you've seen it.
Right.
And I hate to be one of those Dungeons & Dragon comic book purist guys.
Right.
And I know that they took liberties with Spider-Man,
right.
Spider-Man, so it wasn't exactly like the comic book. But they really effed up the Hulk story.
Oh, really?
They really effed with the real, if you've read the comic books, how he really became the Hulk.
It was unnecessary.
They've done an awful lot to it, and then they've overthought it, probably, and they've screwed it up.
And Universal spent $150 million making the Hulk. By the way, the website where previewers are posting these opinions, that website has damaged ticket sales on other movie releases as well.
Oh, really?
Universal has reason to be worried.
Hold on, we got some guys in the basement of the science building calling in here. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to say I'm a big fan of Spider-Man, big fan of X-Men, but long live Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This new one is just, I've seen it, and it's like, he looks like King Kong. What happened to the original where he's beast, but not King Kong?
If you're really a Hulk aficionado or a comic book aficionado, and I was a member of the Marvel Society when I was a kid, I actually joined this thing in Marvel Comics. If you remember back in the day, they eventually changed it. But originally, Hulk was gray.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even green.
Mm-hmm.
He was gray, like, for the first year or two years of the comic book.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not saying he should be gray. I'm just saying he's not exactly...
Things change.
Excuse me. What, did you get an ass scratch that you just couldn't?
He had to go.
That's one of your comic book nerds. They don't know etiquette.
You know, I got a nerd on the phone. Stay on the phone, nerd. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I'm a nerd as well and saw it last night. I thought it sucked, but I was more curious. Don, what time is it?
6:29. Thanks for asking.
He got what he wanted.
There you go.
Thanks for asking.
The guy who ran Iraq's Congress in the days before Hussein says he's absolutely sure of Saddam's whereabouts. He says Hussein survived both U.S. attempts to kill him with bombs. He says Saddam is, quote, moving in an arc around the Tigris River northeast of Baghdad.
And he got animals 2x2?
No, an ARC arc, like a half circle.
I heard a funny commentary on the radio from Dave Ross, that guy that does some commentaries on CBS.
Right.
And it was funny, talking about the weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. And he was playing clips from all these guys before the war,
right,
and what they were saying. And it's pretty damning when you hear that, because it's all about, you know, hey, this is an imminent threat. It's going to happen. We have to go in. And you know, the gist of it was basically, where were they?
Yeah.
Where are they?
A lot of people still wondering.
Yeah.
Do you know how he's really, I'm serious on this, how he's managed to maintain such a low-profile job?
How?
He's the president of Westwood One.
That'll do it.
There you go.
This former congressional leader from Iraq says he thinks Hussein wants revenge and has gotten himself a couple of suicide bomber jackets. And because Saddam still has plenty of money, this guy says the deposed dictator is offering cash rewards for the killing of American soldiers. This former congressional leader also says he believes we will find those weapons of mass destruction. Yesterday, we captured two more of the most wanted guys, bringing that total to 28. Two others on the list are dead, and the status of another is uncertain.
Hey, listen, is anybody at the White House, and I know some people over there listen, ever thought about this? Let's get our own anthrax, bring it over there, dig a hole, and then, you know, say, look at this, Eureka, we were just out digging a hole, and we found a big, gigantic, hefty bag full of anthrax.
That's planted evidence.
You would think,
really,
wouldn't you know
what? Don't you think it's too late for that now?
Yeah,
I mean, now it would be probably more.
Unless we had a lot of it,
right?
We found a rubber bag full of anthrax and a rubber inflatable woman.
Rubber bag and the best
and
song.
Liquor.
Yeah, what am I talking about?
Rubber bag and liquor.
The best song of the past 25 years is...
Oh, hold on. I need a timpani, Rob.
Yeah,
and
it.
We have a list.
I've got this list. And this list was compiled by...
The Suits at VH1.
Idiots. Mike, you want to give it a guess?
The best song of all time?
Well, it's not... What is the criteria?
Best, the best song of the past 25 years.
I'm trying to think of the Bananarama songs that I know.
Oh, come on now.
The best song of the last 25 years would be... is 25 years, is that... Are we Beatles in there?
No, that's too long ago. No Beatles. No Beatles.
The last 25 years. You know, there hasn't been a good song in the last one.
I was asked, and my song is on the list...
Mm-hmm.
My personal favorite, which is, you know, it made the list, and I'll tell you in a second, but the number one song, Buzz, you want to go ahead? Number one
I'd
is?
I'd like to, yes, please. The best song of the past 25 years is Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Now.
Somebody's out of their mind.
Hold on a second. The best 100 songs
right.
of the last 25 years, song number 98.
Mm-hmm.
Hanson, Mbop. Now, I like Jesus that song. Listen, I'm a big faggot. I like that song. And we even had those boys on the show when that song
came
out.
Yep.
Here's what else is wrong with this list. Number 83, Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas?
Best songs of the last 25 years.
Let me see. Number... 61, The Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way.
Anything by Sheryl Crow on that list?
Number 56, All I Want to Do.
Okay, good song.
Mm-hmm. Number 47, Shania Twain, You're Still the One.
Mm-hmm.
Number 30, number 29.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just point out, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA, number 29.
Okay.
The Clash, London Calling, number 38.
Great song.
Mm-hmm. Tom Petty, Free Fallin', number 39.
Another great song.
Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, 45. Journey, I'm going somewhere with this. Journey, Don't Stop Believin', 49. Lenny Kravitz, You're Gonna Go My Way, number 50. Stones, Start Me Up, 52. Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, number 54. Beating all of them at number 28. Britney Spears, Give It to Me, Baby, One More Time.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, these lists ought to be outlawed.
Yeah, they should.
Ought to be illegal.
I think they make them just so people will rag on
them. We'll talk about it.
Sure.
They probably do.
Number one is Nirvana. Excuse me.
Right. It's Nirvana in South America.
Number two is Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. Right.
Nirvana.
Number three is Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet.
Number four, Eminem, Lose Yourself. Five, U2, One. Six, Run DMC, Walk This Way. Seven, Prince, When Doves Cry. Eight, Whitney freaking Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Mm-hmm.
Nine, The Police, Every Breath You Take.
Yep.
Number 10, Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Mm. Yep. That's a weird list.
Sure is.
What the hell is Britney Spears doing on that
from
list?
From the suits at VH1, they're airing the top 100 songs of the last 25 years in a five-night countdown.
Oh, week. And Mike, good news for you.
Yes?
You're going to like this.
Bananarama's on the list?
No. At number 11.
Uh-huh.
Right in between Madonna and Alanis Morissette.
Yes. Jesus.
It's you, Mike.
Ooh, the shock, babe.
Have
such teeth, dear.
Gone.
And he shows them.
What? Hold on.
When's the last time you played this?
You made the list twice, Mike.
Just a jackknife.
In between.
Keith, babe.
In between number 87, The Who Are You? And number 85, Eminem, My Name Is.
Mm-hmm.
At number 86.
Nobody! Who is Nero?
All right.
Great video. Yeah.
JonBenet O'Mara.
Yep. I was wearing my fringe cowboy and my fringe vest.
And don't forget your six shooters.
Even though I was playing Captain Hook. I was playing the gay caballero Captain Hook.
Lies of body.
Yeah.
Just oozing life. Hey. And someone sneaking.
I was not sober when I did this.
The corner. Eager to kill an ape.
Just a drooping on down.
Caught
the right moment there.
In the back.
Rob's having an aneurysm.
Thinking about Louis Miller.
The musical.
Anyway. They're both from the greatest hits album.
I walk into the office today, and Rob, in Rob's office, has this this chalkboard.
Oh.
And up on top, he has O'Mara, A Life in Dance and Song. What the hell is he thinking?
Anyway, he's planning.
Well, that's a bad story to have during the news, because we could just go with that list for the whole rest of the newscast.
Wow.
We got a break.
Right.
We do have a very pertinent question, though, from Rich. Rich.
Yes. Three mics on the mic.
Hi there.
Hi. I was wondering on that list, what number was the Super Bowl is gay?
Yeah, now see, that's what's wrong with the list. It's not on.
Yeah, that's
Super Bowl is gay. It's not on. Tampa Bay is gay. Gay. Good and gay. Gay and gay.
I still love that song.
And remember, orange juice raped my father, which means orange juice is gay.
Wow.
Stand by at 6:38. Buzz with more news coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Thunderstorms. Sucks. Tomorrow rain. This will be warm, high in the 80s. Temps now, D.C., 81. Baltimore, 82. Philly, 81. Ocean City, 76. Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Owen is 11 until 7.
Right. If you know anything at all about me, you know that I don't like to alarm people.
Okay. Rob,
here it comes. Get ready, everybody.
Alarm sound effect. Here you go.
Two words.
Get ready.
Drop your socks and grab your... Two words. Monkeypox. Or is it one
monkey
word?
Monkeypox.
People may be catching the disease from...
I bet Lisa's got it.
Prairie dogs.
Well, what the F are they touching prairie dogs for?
People like them as pets.
Oh, for God's sake.
If it's monkey pox, yeah. Leads me to think it has something to do with monkeys. It must originate with monkeys.
Right. I don't know.
Which would lead me to believe that Lisa's got it on her genitals.
I think it probably originated in an office upstairs. You by the name of Broyhill.
She should be a doctor.
Monkey pox!
Cases of the illness first appeared early last month. The total is now up to 34. The victims are between 4 and 48 years old, and most of them have had contact with prairie dogs.
I hate those prairie dogs.
Click, click, click. Prairie dogs got them from African rats. We don't know how old these rodents...
Well, what the hell are prairie dogs doing sleeping with African rats?
In a pet shop.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Charlie's got monkeypox. I don't mean Charlie Broyhill. I mean Charlie.
Oh.
Monkeypox!
Okay. Someone call for a doctor?
Get well, Charlie.
Someone call for a doctor?
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Hold on a second. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
Get to know Charlie.
Monkeypox!
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Don.
How long have you had it?
2 years.
Wow. How'd you get it? How'd you get it?
I was having sex with a prairie dog.
Get to know Charlie.
Not feeling well, Don.
Oh, not again.
Yeah.
I'm dying. Pox.
No, you're not.
I'm dying of monkey pox. Help me, Don.
So far as we know.
Save me.
Humans never caught it until now. Health officials are concerned because most prairie dogs, I did not know this, most prairie dogs are acquired informally at swap meets.
I licked that prairie dog like an ice cream cone.
The government has now banned the trading of them as pets. One Wisconsin family, meanwhile, has been quarantined with the monkey pox. They're confined to their home until the rest of the scabs fall off. The mom says when her prairie dog's eyes crusted over, quote, I figured it had a cold.
Oh, yeah.
Then the prairie dog died. Quoting mom again, I just threw it in the garbage. I didn't think nothing of it.
Oh, dear.
Just threw the dog in the garbage?
Yeah, the prairie dog.
Prairie dog.
Like, oh, yeah.
Rodent-type animal. Mike Tyson is going through a thing, according to pop psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers. She didn't say thing. She said he's a pathetic, lonely, self-destructive has-been who's having severe psychological breakdown.
I think Dr. Joyce Brothers is getting a little senile. I think I've got a twin somewhere.
She says his outrageous behavior shows
outrageous.
How desperate he is to regain his lost glory.
If you could regain the heavyweight championship, would you?
Just read that story again and put my name instead of Mike Tyson's.
Okay. Don Geronimo is going through a thing, according to pop psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers. But she didn't say thing. She said Don's a pathetic, lonely, self-destructive has-been who's having a severe psychological breakdown. She says Don's outrageous behavior shows how desperate he is to regain his lost glory. That's right. No, back to Tyson. The National Enquirer.
What do you think you're dealing with?
Inquirer quotes her as saying, it's so sad, it's all over for him, but he can't face the truth. He's trying to draw attention to himself in a misguided bid to recapture the recognition he had when he was Iron Mike.
I don't shower much. Why is that, Mike?
Yeah, things you see, you know, you see guys...
What do you see?
Like, you see guys' genitals, guys' rectum.
Tyson recently told Fox News he'd now like to really rape the woman who sent him to prison for raping her.
That was a smart move.
Dr. Brothers says he won't really do that, quoting her... Quoting her, he's no psychopath.
Mm.
In sports, Sammy Sosa's suspension has been reduced from 8 games to 7. Baseball officials say they think they believe his story that he picked up a corked bat by accident, and they believe he is truly sorry. And finally, crooks continue to be stupid.
Now, did you make this up?
No, these are both true stories. You know me, I can't lie in the news.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And notice that.
Yeah.
For those of you really listening, I can't lie.
In the news.
In the news.
In the news.
Outside of the newsroom.
Yeah.
He's pathological. In Kansas City, a man put a blue light on top of his dark-colored Crown Victoria and pretended to be a cop.
I've done that.
But the guy he pulled over knew something was fishy. The guy he pulled over knew that Kansas City police used red lights. He knew that because he is a real officer.
Elvis really used to do that.
I know. In Stillwater, Oklahoma, 20-year-old Anthony Caleb Phillips didn't get the construction job he applied for yesterday. Instead, the boss called the cops. Seems the boss had a videotape of Anthony Caleb Phillips stealing stuff from that same construction company the day before.
Dirt!
Wah, 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 wah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. But that's why I used to write them.
Yeah.
You got a slow day?
Uh-huh.
Right. Just make one up.
Yeah, like humping a prairie dog.
We got to go monkey box. See you tomorrow with a new episode with, what's her name?
Brett Butler.
Yes, the tuna fish under the breast.
Fabulous comedian.
She'll be here, and I'll let you know how it goes tonight with the Marks. And tomorrow, we have I got a bit with Joe tomorrow. And
right.
Bob Hope thing. Tomorrow will be jam-packed. Have a great night. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rusty.
Pull over. I'm a federal officer.
Okay.
BM.
Eater, everybody.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.